Welcome to the show. You're listening to Winning at Life. This is the Weekly Wrap, live financial talk radio. All the news that is the news, financial, and some more. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks.
I'm your co-host, James Parker. We got some goofy stuff planned, but it will be entertaining and informative. I'm worried about our friends on the Saints and how this new tax reform proposal could affect them. Because they're going to be the ones that are caught in these higher tax brackets. I'll tell you how many Saints are in the top 1%. It's not all of them. Also, we have a great illustration from the White House spokesperson about the tax reform where she uses a metaphor that we think is quite effective. We'll run that by you. Coming up in the second hour, we have Tracy, one of the partners of the Dwell Nola Realty firm. She's going to be in to talk real estate. If you have a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory, 504-260-0995. We have to recap the live event we had today. We did a pretty cool recap of where the original Dirty Dozen stocks in the Dow of 1896 are today. And we have some follow-ups to let you know what the Dow looked like in the 50s and what it looked like in the last time it was changed. The Dow 30 gets updated from time to time. And the last change was in 2015. And some stocks got added to it, or I'll say one stock got added to it that you thought would have been there forever. But again, let me throw out that phone number one more time, because when we get buried in content, feel free to interrupt at any time. 504-260-0995. One person who doesn't like just the reform proposal on the taxes, Elon Musk, his shares in Tesla took a nosedive because there was something missing from there. Some of these electric car subsidies.
Government paying for electric cars.
Live by the sword or live by the subsidy, die by the subsidy would be the stretched metaphor here.
You think about it, we have to put a stop to that, because as it continues to grow and everybody's producing them, that would bankrupt the country.
Yeah, like what if everyone started driving an electric car like they wanted to and they had
subsidy
on all of it?
Well, that's what they want to happen, and we can't afford it. Okay, we've got it kickstarted. I'd say it's more than kickstarted as an industry. Now let's see if it can meet demand and be what consumers want.
There's a good chunk of the country that never intends to repeal the subsidy. If they like something, they just want to subsidize it. I mean, shouldn't we, that wheat subsidy, you know, all these farm subsidies that were born about during the Depression that were supposed to be temporary? All right, we kickstarted it. Now we can get rid of it. Oh, they're still there.
Well, we can't do that on electric cars.
I hope not. So
we just can't. And another comment about that one, I think I heard a quote from him this week, you know, about his, what's that low-cost model, Model S?
Is that the cheaper one? I think the 3 might be the
Model 3.
Not sure.
I don't know about models. I just know he doesn't produce many of them. And they said, what's the problem? And he said, it's stuck in production hell. Well, that is the problem, is production.
Yeah, because we got the report from the third quarter. They were supposed to have 1,500 of them cranked out by now, and they had produced just 220.
1,500 doesn't sound like a big number when you're in the car business.
It's a minuscule number, which makes it pathetic that they didn't even hit that. 220 cars in a quarter?
That should be more of a concern about stock price.
Well, and what Ford, GM, Chrysler, they're all, when they have their assembly lines up and running, they're cranking out a car like every 13 minutes, or what's the stat is ridiculous. Like every 15 minutes, there's a new car. For this one, it's maybe two cars a day. So economists are agreeing with Gregory and I, most of them, that the tax credit is the key driver for electric car sales thus far. You take this away, you're not even going to be able to get rid of 220 of them.
It's something I spoke about that I had read in some research, that one of the problems is they're just basically hand building the cars because it's just the production assembly line is not working and they have a problem with supply.
All right. Well, bad news for him. See, these businesses are affected hard by the tax code, some harder than others. From the numbers from the Bureau of Labor Statistics as of yesterday morning, it's been released that our unemployment rate has fallen to a pretty low rate there, 4.1%. So that's the lowest in about 17 years. And I don't know. I still kind of feel like these numbers are fudged, but these fudged numbers are better than the previous fudged numbers. So we are making progress. I still don't feel like we're really at 4.1% unemployment, but improvement nonetheless. Gregory?
The 4.1 doesn't feel like 4.1. It still feels like a higher number than it was. A lot of jobs were added on. And what was interesting is some of the sectors that showed dramatic increase as well. Things are going the right way, but one of the concerning things they kept talking about yesterday is being we have a low unemployment rate, but wages are not moving up. They're stagnant. And so maybe there's a disconnect somewhere there. If we've, you know, you would expect low unemployment rate, then wages would move up.
I kind of figured the financial news would be pounding on this a little harder yesterday. When I go to BLS.gov and I look up the household data, seasonally adjusted and everything, right in front of my face, when the rate drops from 4.2 to 4.1%, the line under that is how many people are not in the labor force. The number of people not in the labor force rose by a little over 900,000. There's your unemployment drop.
Oh, what was taken off again?
Yeah, 900,000 people left the workforce. So this is it's the same trick the last guy was using to get that number down.
What is the basis behind that? They all retired?
Some retired. All it takes is for you to not be employed. You want to be employed, but you haven't looked in the last month. Some of these people are retired, but usually if you know you're going to be retired from here on out and you don't even want a side job, then you're not even part of the civilian labor force, the participation
rate. Was there a number for the ones that started looking again?
The people who reentered the workforce? I think that might be at the bottom here. No, it doesn't say the people that came back. I'm looking. I don't see it here. But look, we were given a lot of credit in the September jobs report just a month ago that the labor force participation rate finally jumped above 63%. Hadn't been there in a while. It's back down to 62.7%. That's below where we were, obviously, in September, but that's also below where we were in August. And it's below where we were in October of last year. So that seems like a few steps back. Anyway, not all good news. And no, we're able to criticize both sides of the aisle just fine because all I'm looking at is numbers. And I do not like 900,000 people being thrown off the labor force. That's how the number gets down? That's not very cool.
Let's go back to car production.
Sure.
For a moment. I'm doing a little bit of reading. Toyota official headquarters say they made about 3 points. I'll start over again. 3.3 million cars in a year. Divide that up, and they're popping out about 13,800 cars a day. They can make about 575 cars per hour. You know, it's a big company, a lot of line, but it is a car company, not a bunch of car companies. It's Toyota. Just really thought that was pretty interesting. One stat right there when you talk about.
What was that number an hour? 575 an hour?
575 an hour. Now, the process of making a car roughly divided into stamping, welding, painting, assembly, inspections takes about 17 to 18 hours. But if you've got all that rolling, it's all cycling through. And still, that's car a day. As far as just if you're wanting to build one at a time, mm-hmm. but they've got a lot going on in that case. I think I might have had one more stat here. Well, I guess I don't. And then you get in your exotic cars and stuff. That's a whole different matter. So that cuts on that. And that some of that does affect Toyota as well. More higher end cars will take longer to build.
Well, we did the report on when people of different generations go to certain online stock traders and they start an account. they divvied it up, and one of the most popular stocks, I believe it was like the fourth or fifth most popular stock with millennials, people 35 and under, was Tesla, is Tesla. And it looks like their stock kind of peaked out, what was that, in June? I hadn't looked at the chart in a while, but it's been going down for a while. These guys are, they're eating it. This is a time when the stock market's going up, and it's just doing record after record after record after record. And Tesla is not doing so well. Tesla, you got the chart over there?
I'm looking at it a couple different ways here, but I want to see what the 1 year looks like there. It's up.
So
it had a nice move up, and then it's starting on that way back down. And that's what your concern has to be, that it is below the 100-day moving average, it appears. And that's that downward movement. I had a client in the other day, and that's what we were talking about. Some of the stocks that she had brought over with her a few years ago when she became a client. And these certain ones, I think it was five of them, she just loved. And she was really up in them a lot, still are. Had a meeting the other day because four of the five are kind of on a decline. You know, like Altria is an example of one of them, Philip Morris, another, Constellation Brands. So there was a few of them, and when you look at that, I don't know that, and I might be wrong on the movement of Constellation, but the point of the subject is she was really overweighted in those, and there was a couple of them that we chose to sell that she had smaller holdings, but her gains were a lot more than what she had put into it. So those we completely sold and took the profits, and then the others that had major holdings, and one of them she had in one position, she had $165,000. So being that in the past she's not wanted to sell, we had a discussion about taking profits off the table. So those other three positions that are problematic for her, we took 50% off the table.
If you have a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, call Gregory. 504-260-0995, 504-260-0995. Coming up, what we have in the framework of the new tax reform, how it will affect your wallet. I'm James Parker. This is Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
At life than making a bunch of money. It's also about finding something you love doing. Gregory Ricks here. For me, I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. If you like going fast on anything with wheels, this is the amusement park. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to GregoryRicks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Caroline or Change opens this weekend at the Westwego Performing Arts Theater. Pause your latest TV binge and experience live local talent rocking a Broadway hit that is set in Louisiana in the 60s. Caroline or Change, Friday and Saturday at 7:30, Sunday at 2. For tickets, call 504-885-2000, the JPAS app or jpas.org.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
How about your traditional IRA and 401k? If your earnings are in the higher tax brackets, you can benefit from contributing to a traditional IRA or 401k. This reduces your income and eliminates capital gains as a result of trading inside the account.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks, weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO. The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
I have a Social Security question. She has made the good money. I do have a pension I'm receiving now. Will it be possible to get half of her Social Security?
What is your pension coming from?
coming from a school system.
State of Louisiana?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's not going to affect you much whenever she turns hers on. Technically, you could, except you're basically opted out the system because of your employer. You work for the state, part of that. Mm-hmm. You need like 35 years of substantial earnings, so you needed to, besides working in the state program, you needed another full-time job outside of that for that to go away.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200. Welcome back. It is the weekend. That means this is the weekly wrap with Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks and James Parker. We're live here in studio till 1 o'clock today. You know, we kind of do this every Saturday. Weekdays, we have a live show called The Daily Wrap at 7 o'clock, which is live financial talk as radio. Download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app. And you can text us, message us, email us, get podcasts, link to the show if you want to hear it on the stream as well. You can call us right now as well. 504. Yeah, just do it the old-fashioned way. Use that handheld computer to talk to us. 504-260-0995. James, we ought to talk about the numbers here for a moment, or do you want to do that in the noon hour?
You want to do the whole number segment, or did you just have something on your mind?
Just talk about positions a little bit. A lot of times we get into the weekly show, we don't even get to that because we've got so much to cover as well. It's just a couple of things have caught my attention, but they do every day, you know, the numbers that we look at out there. And one of them is just like Under Armour that I mentioned to you on the break is just how ridiculous it is going in price.
Yeah, they're getting cleaned out. Do we have a better explanation for this other than sales are coming in below expectations? Was there a fire at one of their factories? Is that one of their CEOs? Is he in trouble for sexual harassment? There's got to be something more.
And, you know, them and Nike had a year ago, every time you'd turn around, somebody's buying out somebody's contract, doing a deal with a university or a pro league or a team, and it just was non-ending. And now you have it just, it was down, what show it was, down 2.31%, you know, and it wasn't very long ago, it was at 14, and we were like, wow. You're talking about a year ago, I think that was at about $45 a share. We can go grab that real quick and see.
Yeah, I have it at 32 exactly a year ago, right in that range, and it's at $10.50 now.
Yeah, I show the last was 10.59, and that is something. So here's one thing that's causing stock to go down is there's not believers, so there's more demand on the sell side than on the buy side. That's why the price fundamentally is dropping. Also, it has to do with sales. It has to do with earnings. They're missing, and you can kind of see this last few days was a big drop. You're going back to beginning of the year. What was and that was the high point is beginning of the year. It was at $27.04 a share. Go to what was the highest peak over the past. Well, I'm showing back in April of 16. We're looking at $45.06. And then you go back further. Yeah, you're at a lower price than that. But just kind of looking at the peaks of how that is headed the wrong way. And who's their big competition?
Nike.
And they were up 1.07% at $55.71 a share yesterday. Atmos, one of our longtime ones that we followed, is still in the 87 range. What was interesting also is, where did Netflix fall yesterday? Where did it fall in price? I don't mean it fell. That was probably wrong terminology there. But where did the price end up yesterday?
Oh, $200.
$200 and
a penny.
And a penny. Pretty cool.
You know, I went and pulled that Under Armour chart open a little more. Back, if you go to September of 2015, it touched $100 Under Armour, and now it's at $10.50. If you saw that 2 years ago and you bought in, you got cleaned out by about, what, 80%, 90% almost? Yikes.
No, this was Under Armour once again. I'm going to another charting system to pull that.
I just went to the numbers page at GregoryRicks.com. Click through on the little Tesla stock symbol.
Oh.
But you've got super secret charts.
I know. Well, I'll do it your simple way then. There you go. Stockdio.
Yeah, pull up that 5-year chart.
Is what we build into our system, which is, this is a pretty cool system that we've built in here, even though I look at things a lot of different ways. But, oh my gosh, that one big drop there at the end of 2015, that was like ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
There. Unbelievable.
All right. Any more numbers?
Let me check real quick here. You know, I like this stuff. It's kind of why I do that. Roku back off below 20. Harley Davidson was up 1%. No, I'm sorry. That's Home Depot. Home Depot. That's cool for them. Let's look at the past 5 days. Yeah, had a drop on Thursday. But you have to think about that. If you just think about
Home Depot?
Yeah. If you Lowe's and some of those other building suppliers, especially if they're in Texas and Florida, really, they must be rocking and rolling right now because of all the reconstruction that's having to be done, along with whatever's routinely done across the country. Their stock's not showing anything significant, but I would have to, if I was to guess, I would like their next quarter probably should look improved.
You know, that's been cited as a bellwether in the last downturn, especially because it was preceded by a real estate bubble. Whenever you see people slowing down, going to Home Depot and Lowe's, that means they're building fewer houses, they're adding on fewer houses, they're renovating fewer houses, and they're maintaining existing houses less. That is all some of the first things to go when you are getting tight with your money and you foresee a downturn. And a lot of that is sort of a self-fulfilling prophecy. Yeah, all these people start hoarding their money and they you know, retain some economic activity that would have otherwise happened because they think a downturn is coming. That can make a downturn happen.
And correction on Harley, that was off a bit over 2% yesterday, by the way, when I mentioned it was up. Just want to make sure I meant to say Home Depot, but yeah, Harley kind of had an ugly day. Amazon was up 1.5, Microsoft up a little bit, Alibaba was off, Ford, it's still in that $12 range, which it kind of seems to live there. So that's just kind of running over some things we usually talk about. And oh, Walmart, whose competition is that? Oh, it's Amazon's competition.
Yeah, it's funny because we used to talk about Walmart and Target in the same sentence. Where's Target getting lost in all this mess?
So Walmart was up almost 1% yesterday. Okay. Let's do one other that we follow a lot.
Sure.
Fizz. Waiting for the chart to come up. Up slightly, but it's at 93.91. So you kind of look at that chart where it had hit that high a little while back, September 8th looks like they're high, and then now it's just kind of been steadily. It came down, re-peaked again, and then it's still kind of working its way down. Have they lost that magic, or the fizz.
I think it's only going to get more popular. I see new people talking about, hey, I just found this new stuff, LaCroix, and it's fantastic.
I know. I've seen people buying it. I've seen it in our office, and not because I bought it, and we don't really, you know, talk about it among employees and such. And then I was at the racetrack, NOLA Motorsports track, last week, and one of the instructors that rides out with newbies in the cars, and he said, yeah, sometimes my, you know, I get a little stomach upset. What do you call that happened to you? Well, you know what his solution to it is?
LaCroix.
He said, that helps me feel better.
Sure.
So there you go. It's medical treatment.
Well, listen, if you're having some acid issues, you're drinking something that's basic, aren't you?
Yeah.
Or maybe I have that backwards.
Okay, I'm good.
Oh, hey, look, something to watch for the numbers. The Swiss National Bank now owns, you know, they've been buying U.S. stocks. That number's up to $88 billion worth of stocks. Did you see that on Zero Hedge yesterday?
I did not, but I will be looking at it over the weekend.
And it's just a little over a year. It took them just a little over a year to double their holdings right before the election. It looks like they were around 40-something billion. Am I looking at this right?
That is some buying they're doing. Now, of course, they've made some money, but they've been doing some buying.
I take that back. That's 2 years ago. They had 40 billion. Last year, they had about 60 billion. Now they're up to 88 billion. And something just ticked in my head when I was driving to the office today, and I saw this yesterday.
Well, you know they report every holding position, not just an overall number. So when you go and look into that report they have to file with the SEC, you can look at it by quarter and see what they've been adding to. And the thing about it is it's kind of across the board.
Well, except for Under Armour, probably. But $88 billion in stocks is what the Central Bank of Switzerland owns. How many people are Swiss? How many people live in Switzerland? How many citizens do they have? It's about 8 million. So they have somewhere between $10,000 and $11,000 worth of U.S. stocks per citizen in Switzerland held by their central bank. What is going on? And the same questions that you asked last time pop in my head every time this comes up. Are they ever going to sell this? Are they going to hold this indefinitely?
Well, that's making me, since you mentioned, yeah, except Under Armour, I'm going to go look at this. Let's see if they've reduced any positions over the quarter.
$10,000 per citizen, huh? 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. It's Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
Winning at life than making a bunch of money. It's also about finding something you love doing. Gregory Ricks here. For me, I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. If you like going fast on anything with wheels, this is the amusement park. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. See what they're all about at nolamotor.com.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks & Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to gregoryricks.com, download the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Caroline or Change opens this weekend at the Westwego Performing Arts Theater. Pause your latest TV binge and experience live local talent rocking a Broadway hit that is set in Louisiana in the 60s. Caroline or Change, Friday and Saturday at 7:30, Sunday at 2. For tickets, call 504-885-2000, the JPAS app or jpas.org.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
How about your traditional IRA and 401k? If your earnings are in the higher tax brackets, you can benefit from contributing to a traditional IRA or 401k. This reduces your income and eliminates capital gains as a result of trading inside the account.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO. The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
I have a Social Security question. She has made the good money. I do have a pension I'm receiving now. Will it be possible to get half of her Social Security?
What is your pension coming from?
It's coming from a school system.
State of Louisiana?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's not going to affect you much whenever she turns hers on. Technically, you could, except you're basically opted out the system because of your employer. You work for the state, part of that. Mm-hmm. You need like 35 years of substantial earnings, so you needed to, besides working in the state program, you needed another full-time job outside of that for that to go away.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks, weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
An army of winners. Email James at GregoryRicks.com. Gregory Ricks and Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet our CPA, Jude Heath.
Well, tax season is what it is. Some folks come in and the tax year is already planned. On a going forward basis, there was some legislation that was put in that some of it can affect some of the listeners.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, GregoryRicks.com, or 504-832-9200.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen McHugh. New York City taking no chances after Tuesday's terror attack as it prepares for tomorrow's marathon.
Now the city is putting final preparations in place for tomorrow. One of the largest events here in the city, that's the New York City Marathon that attracts some 50,000 runners and 2 million spectators along the 26.2-mile route.
Fox's Tracy Carrasco. Clocks go back an hour tonight as daylight saving ends. Meanwhile, winters arrive from Michigan's Upper Peninsula to the West Coast.
The UP dealing with snow here early this morning. We're looking at watches, warnings, advisories stretching across that entire area. Now, the worst of that as we continue on through the weekend, it is going to be taking place into the Pacific Northwest mainly. That snow should be lingering off or tapering off there, and we could be talking about widespread 3 to 6 inches of snow here.
Fox meteorologist Adam Klotz. Fox News, we report, you decide.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
You need to have an investment philosophy to go by for it to consistently win over the long term and not do it by the seat of your pants. The market can make you a lot of money and the market can take it away. Be careful.
Gregory Ricks and Associates, a registered investment advisory firm. Find us at GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, and 504-832-9200.
The contents of this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to take place of your attorney, accountant, tax professional, personal trainer, football coach, interior decorator, or those fortune tellers at Jackson Square. Please consult a financial advisor before making all investment decisions.
Gregory Ricks and Associates is a registered investment advisory firm. If you'd like a copy of Form ADV, our full disclosures, call the office 504-832-9200 or go to GregoryRicks.com.
What you want to hear, something that'll last those years, sick of all the insincere, so I'm gonna give all my secrets away. This time, don't need another perfect line, the girl critics have a jumping line, I'm gonna give all my secrets away, my God.
It's kind of the business we're in, James. Give all our information away. Secrets, well, maybe not all of them. This is Winning at Life. It is the weekly wrap. We just went over the number segment a few minutes ago. Hey, whatever you miss or you want to hear again, download the podcast, GregoryRicks.com, or utilize the Gregory Ricks and Associates app. This is Live Financial Talk Radio. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks, along with James Parker. If you'd like to participate in the show, and Cindy must have got disconnected, Fred and Alan as well. I don't know what the problems were. You guys, dial us back up. 504-260-0995. One more time. 504-260-0995.
Now, should we give our take on tax reform or Sarah Huckabee Sanders' take on tax reform? first.
Well, you know, it was interesting when I shared that on Facebook, and you can go follow me. It's Gregory Ricks on Facebook. And I posted that up, and I thought, what an awesome story. And then we get released on Thursday, the tax package
framework.
And then I swear it's then all I've started hearing this talk, which was the kind of end to that story. Yeah, I think you should play that. Then we'll talk about it and you'll see what I'm talking about.
All right. This is White House spokesman Sarah Huckabee Sanders. As soon as Angie gets off the phone call, she's screening right now.
Yeah.
We'll play it for
you. Phone bank sliding back up.
But the setting on this is pretty cool. She is in the daily White House press briefing. She has nothing but a gaggle of about 35, 40 reporters in front of her. And who does she make her who does she include in this metaphorical explanation? Reporters.
Yes. It was.
So look, that's smart, because politically speaking, if you're going to win over the general public and you're going to get the American people to support it, you have to blunt the criticism that's necessarily going to happen, because you're not on the same team as the reporters. Whether it's right or wrong, who cares if it's fair or not? It just is. And so I just thought this was a good way to sort of go around them, because all you have to do is get it out on the record. And with social media these days, it can be passed around. This is going around the media. This is going outside of the media. Angie's having a good time with Michael Marrero in there. Hey, play Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Angie. I know. We know you're screening a call. It's all right. There's a lot of things going on here. People are busy. It happens.
Suppose that every day 10 people, for our purposes, we'll say reporters, go out for beer, and the bill for all 10 comes to $100. If these 10 reporters paid their tab every night the way we pay our taxes, it would go something like this. The first four, the poorest, would pay nothing. The fifth would pay $1. The sixth would pay $3. The seventh would pay $7. The eighth would pay $12. The ninth would pay $18. The tenth, the richest, would pay $59. So that's what they decided to do. The 10 reporters drank in the bar every day and seemed quite happy with the arrangement, until one day the bar owner threw them a curveball. Since you're all such good customers, he said, I'm going to reduce the cost of your daily beer by $20. Drinks for the 10 reporters would now cost just $80. The group still wanted to pay their bill the way we pay our taxes, so the first four were unaffected. They would still drink for free. But what about the other six? How could they divide the $20 windfall so that everyone would get their fair share? These are the reporters after all, so they're concerned with fairness. They realize that $20 divided by six is $3.33. But if they subtracted that from everybody's share, then the fifth reporter and the sixth reporter, which would each end up being paid to drink beer. So the bar owner suggested that it would be fair to reduce each man's bill by a higher percentage the poorer he was. By doing that, he explained, they'd continue following the principle of the tax system they'd been using. So he proceeded to work out the amounts he suggested that each should pay now. And so the fifth reporter, like the first four, now paid nothing. He got a 100% saving. The sixth now paid $2 instead of $3, a 33% saving. The seventh now paid $5 instead of $7, a 28% saving. The eighth now paid $9 instead of $12, a 25% saving. The ninth now paid $14 instead of $18, which was a 22% saving. And the tenth now paid $49 instead of $59, a 16% saving. So each of the six was better off than before, and the first four continued to drink for free. But once outside the bar, the reporters began to compare their savings. I only got a dollar out of the $20 saving, declared the sixth reporter, and she pointed to the tenth reporter. He got 10. Yes, that's right, exclaimed the fifth reporter. I only saved a dollar, too. It's unfair that he received 10 times more benefit than me. That's true, shouted the seventh reporter. Why should he get $10 back when I only got 2? The wealthy gets all the breaks. Wait a minute, yelled the first four reporters in unison. We didn't get anything at all. This new tax system exploits the poor. The nine reporters yelled at the tenth and made him feel bad. So the next night, the tenth man didn't show up for drinks, and the nine sat down and had their beers without him. But when it came time to pay the bill, they discovered something important. They no longer had enough money between them all to even cover half of the bill. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is how our tax system works.
Pretty solid. It really helps if you listen to that a second time. And if you do need to listen to it a second time, we shared it out on the Facebook Winning at Life. Any flaws in the metaphor here?
There's probably a little bit, but overall, it kind of follows even the discussion since the tax plan's been released is kind of going that line. This whole thing is set up for the rich. They get the biggest savings. But what they switched to was dollars instead of looking at percentages. And what would we be doing? Paying the reporters to drink beer the first five? Pay them to actually drink the beer? No, that's kind of a problem we already have.
Yeah, for me, that's the only flaw in the metaphor is that there is a big chunk of people who are getting money out of the bar tab and drinking. But that being said, let's go to the phones here. Michael Marrero, you're going to be first up on Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. What can we do for you, Michael? Oh, I got to do it over here. Hang on. I thought it was still Angie. There we go. Hey, Michael, what's up?
Hey, I heard you.
Go ahead, bud. You're on the air.
First time on the radio, so bear my nervousness, please. So I just took over financial responsibility for my dad while he's in assisted care living. And he lost faith in investing a little while back. And I'm kind of wondering what I could do to help him out in that regard, because he has, I don't know if I should say the amount, but he has a large amount sitting in a checking account and a savings account doing much of nothing.
Does he have money outside of those savings accounts?
Only two substantially smaller foundations benefit
okay.
investing. I don't know what that is. I'm very new to that. And those are roughly $50,000 each.
Okay. So kind of sounds like overall there's about $500,000 ballpark, kind of.
A little more.
Okay.
Yeah,
a little more. That's good.
And he has great monthly income as a retired disabled veteran and Social Security.
How old is he?
He just turned 78.
78.
And he's in great health other than a minor, but he's got a lower back issue that surgery didn't help the first time. But he's probably going to get that fixed, and I'm very hopeful. And he's living in assisted care living for free at a veteran's home.
Okay. So what reason are you now in charge of his money?
Because he can't get out to pay his bills because he likes doing it by check.
Do you have a power of attorney?
I do. Okay. And I've automated all of his bills to date.
He's obviously conservative. I don't know that necessarily a shift to the market. It might be, you know, if you're going to use some of that, it does need to be conservative. Low volatility
Very invested. I'm sorry. At one time, he was very invested in the market, but he just got tired of the ups and downs.
Yeah, and there are some financial tools that can give him some of the ups and avoid the downside. That goes, once again, on the risk-averse side. There are some strategies that can be very conservative, but who you're also working with has to have a low tolerance as well for the downside. If you don't mind, hang on to the break, and let's talk about this a little bit further. Are you good with that? Sticking with us another 3 minutes?
All right, Michael. I'm question, should he really be concerned with investments at all? You got this.
Well, that's why I wanted to talk a little bit more.
Good stuff. 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. This is Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. Gregory Ricks here. I'm a preferred access member. I get to take my own car to the track. Yeah, it might be a fast one, but it gets to go there. Talk about going to another world and escape. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. Adrenaline fun. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com. Caroline or Change opens this weekend at the Westwego Performing Arts Theater. pause your latest TV binge and experience live local talent rocking a Broadway hit that is set in Louisiana in the 60s. Caroline or Change, Friday and Saturday at 7:30, Sunday at 2. For tickets, call 504-885-2000, the JPAS app or jpas.org.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
I've been working in the construction field. I'm 51, don't really have a retirement. Where would someone like me start?
If you have filled up your 401k, you can put money into an IRA, and you can put up, since you're over 50, you can put up to $6,500 a year for yourself. You could go to a Roth as well.
What's the difference between a standard IRA and a Roth IRA?
Roth is after-tax dollars put in, but it grows tax-deferred and comes out tax-free, is what a Roth does, where an IRA could be, depending on your situation, could be pre-tax or after-tax, but grows tax-deferred and comes out taxable as ordinary income.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
You need to have an investment philosophy to go by for it to consistently win over the long term and not do it by the seat of your pants. The market can make you a lot of money and the market can take it away. Be careful.
Gregory Ricks & Associates, a registered investment advisory firm. Find us at GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, and 504-832-9200.
I'm a college student and could use advice about my student loan.
I had to leave school, but I still have student loans to pay back.
I graduated and got the help I needed to pay back my loan in full.
We're the NFCC, the National Foundation for Credit Counseling, with member offices nationwide that provide comprehensive financial reviews and student loan counseling. Call 877-406-6322 or visit us online at studentloanhelp.org.
Saying you need to get it together. Time to call Gregory. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Welcome back, Winning at Life weekly wrap. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks, live financial talk radio. James Parker's the other host of your show as well that you listen to. Weekdays at 7, Saturdays from 10 to 1. We've got Michael that's with us. His dad has slowed down a little bit. He's helping him with his finances. It's better than $500,000 at stake. That's basically invested conservatively, basically setting in the bank. Not that there's anything wrong with it. Michael, are you there?
I am, sir.
One of the things I'm exploring, so your dad's in pretty good health, but we're not taking any income from these assets at this time, it sounded like.
He has RMD from the two other investments I mentioned, and that's it.
Okay, so he does have some RMDs, and that's invested a little bit different than most of the money that's sitting in
New
the bank.
New people, that's required minimum distributions. If you have an IRA, they require you to take a certain amount out once you turn 70 and a half. Okay, go.
Yeah, that's a pretty good percentage for somebody 78 years old. So, once again, not taking income from assets, should this money be put at risk? And one thing we were having some discussions yesterday in the office about clients and how things change over time and, you know, how 5 years, I'm just, 5 years can make such a big difference because 5 years from now, let's say hypothetically, dad's not doing well. And you'd think back just 5 years. Yeah, I remember talking about him on the radio. Things were going really good. I started helping him, but how things have changed. One important, and that could change in a year. It might be 10 years or 15 years for dad. But one of the things you have to keep in mind is to keep liquidity. Even though you may want to invest, it exposes to risk, but you have to maintain liquidity. I would maintain a high level of cash in there. We might go and do some laddering of CDs, maybe some CD annuities to get more yield. And maybe a small portion, percentage of the assets might get put to a little bit longer term. Say maybe consider 5 years to get more yield. And if we did expose, it'd be to some market risk, say a treasury bond-like portfolio, the appropriate percentage that maybe gets a little bit more yield, but it does expose you to some moving around. I would not want to get more aggressive than that because that's not what Dad wants. It might be what Michael wants, you know, from, and that's why you're asking Michael, but that's where we want to be careful with this, and you kind of make adjustments, not make a full swing of changing everything right now.
Okay.
Does that make sense? And it's just, it takes a much longer conversation. We're going to talk about Dad. We're going to talk about your view in it. And this is something where you just start making tweaks or adjustments to how it's run. And because at some point, it's probably going to cost more money to take care of Dad, and that's what this money's for. And if I could be a further help, you know how to reach me at the office, Michael?
I do.
Okay, awesome. Look forward to talking to you.
Yeah, for
thanks for calling.
For those of you who don't know, just get the app, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app. It is stellar these days. Did you type this in right? Dude's name is Chafunkta and lives in Araby?
Or could his name be Araby and he's from Chafunkta?
It could be either way. What do we have here? Who's on the phone?
Hey, guys. It's your buddy Chafunkta.
Hey, Chafunkta.
Hey, Chafunkta.
Yeah, I was having a laugh when I saw that Sarah Huckabee Sanders hyphenated person. She did that beard. I thought they were going to talk about how many beers they were drinking when Mueller was handing out those indictments like they were Tic Tacs, man. two campaign senior people, and then that guy, it looks like that Papadopoulos guy was wearing a wire for about a month, man. I just think they making a beer analogy. They should switch to shots if he keeps indicting all these Trump people.
Hey, if they did something wrong, send them to jail, dude. Send them to jail. I don't care whose team you're on. But anyway, how can we help you today over in Araby?
No, it's kind of like on the tax thing. You know, I understand. Look, my wife's a neurologist, and our accountant said, look, if this bill goes through, you're gonna get about an $80,000 tax cut, and all that. And he was saying, oh, isn't that great, and all that. And I'd like you guys to kind of address what's this going to do to the deficit, because I understand. Look, if I get 80 grand, I'm just going to pay off debt. It's not like I need anything. I can't buy another boat. I already got a good one, you know. I just think it's going to be really bad for the nation if you give tax cuts to the really rich people.
You go back to Sarah's analogy. Yeah, you're getting some cuts, but there's other things being taken away. So on the surface, it looks like, gosh, I'm going to have some savings. But there's other things that are going to be taken away. And so we still have to see. They've still got to sort through this. They got to do their markup system, which is what's coming next, I think, in the Senate. So there's a ways to go. Very hopeful that it gets done by end of the year. But I don't necessarily think, you know, and it depends on your income. For the poor that's not paying taxes, they're not getting any more money out of it. The rich, you may get some savings, but here's where this goes really for the businesses, where the savings is, which should translate into more people employed, have wage growth because of low unemployment, and more income coming through payroll tax. And, you know, heck, Chafunkta, are you wanting to pay more taxes?
Well, I understand that for me, I'd like to get money back. I mean, saying, yeah, oh, who wants lower taxes isn't really a real question. I mean, everybody would like to pay less, but I could also say, well, I'd like to drive 100 miles an hour on the road. And I realize if the government let me do that, it'd be great for me individually, but it's not great for everybody. It's bad for everybody. So I understand a tax cut for people like me. I got a lot, you know, got a lot of money. I retired at 35, and my wife is still, you know, making almost $500,000. I don't need the money.
I don't know where you get that 80,000. I'll tell you this, because we've been running numbers. I don't know where you get 80,000 in savings from that. I don't think.
My accountant did it. Because the deductions that they're getting rid of really affect the poor people. They're getting rid of student loan interest deduction. Rich people aren't paying a student loan. They're not paying student loans, or they make too much to get the deduction. Getting rid of the mortgage interest. My house is paid off. They're getting rid of deductions. The deductions that they're getting rid of really hurt the poor people again. It's just, I think you got to take a bigger look at this thing, and it's just going to be, in my view, just bad for the economy. How many jobs were created when George Bush cut taxes? Zero. Zero.
Really? Are you saying we had a lower number of people employed? I mean, how does cutting taxes kill jobs? Hey, I got an address for you, though. If you go to fiscal.treasury.gov, there's a place where you can send that $80,000 check to the federal government, and you can do your part and not destroy the country. I mean, if that's really how you feel, there's your answer. If it's destroying the country, look, and I'm on your side here, Chifonta. I think that $80,000 is going to be better for the country if you and your neurologist wife decide how it gets spent, and not Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan.
There's a lot to work through on this, and at surface, okay, yeah. And that's where everybody's hollering, oh, this is tax breaks for the wealthy. And I think this is spread across. The number looks bigger for the wealthy because why? They pay all the taxes. The top 10% pay 80, 90% of all the taxes.
The numbers top 20% pay 95% of the income taxes. Yeah.
So here's where we're going long term. You can look at the short term effect. This could this be a little bit of negative short term? Yeah, but we do need a change in the system, and we need our economy to grow. We need GDP to grow. We need companies to stay here. We'd like companies to come back here, and we want wage growth increase. And I'd like to get rid of the poor. How do we do that? We need them to work. So we need more companies growing, hiring more jobs. And then we have a less percentage of the poor. Get them to pull their boots up and let's move on into the middle class. That's what this is about, instead of worrying about, oh, they're going to be hurt. How can they make money? And that's what I want.
Gregory, are you more or less likely to hire someone if your taxes go up?
Less.
Are you more or less likely to hire someone if your taxes go down? I was a small business owner.
I'm more likely to hire. And we're having discussions about budgets and all this week. It's on the back of the year. We're having to collect data to make sure. And that's what I spoke. Yeah, I'd like to add another position. I can't right now.
And that 80 grand, even if your wife didn't use it to go hire someone, you spending it and having it floating around the cash registers with your fake name and fake Araby, I know you're not from Araby, but the cash registers around here, someone's going to get hired from that. That economic activity stays in your community and doesn't go to D.C. Jobs happen.
You know why I want to hire another person? Because I believe it'll help us grow the company and make more money, but you've also got to have money to do that first with.
Nah, you'll be better off if they take more money from you, Gregory, and let politicians spend it. That's the path to world domination. 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. You're listening to Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Thank you for tuning in to Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. If you need to contact the office, find our next live event, listen to the show live or on demand, remember the Gregory Ricks and Associates app.
Live from the Gregory Ricks and Associates Wealth Management Studios, this is News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Welcome. Hour two, Winning at Life. The weekly wrap. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks. James Parker's co-host. We're going to have this hour, Tracy, one of the co-founders of Dwell Noah Realty. This is live financial talk radio. We got a lot, and we're going to focus on real estate this hour. One thing I want to touch back on is Sarah. What's her last name? Saunders?
Huckabee.
She married Bernie Sanders.
No, so when you had asked me, was something wrong with that analogy? And I was talking to Angie on the break, and I said, yeah, actually there is. It's not quite like the tax system. Because in the tax system, people get paid to not work. They get money to not work. They get help paying for food because they don't work. So they're part of the system. So, and actually, in that story, she said they weren't paying anybody to drink beer. They just weren't having to pay. So there's a little disconnect there in that story.
Yeah, it's about the bottom 30-35% actually get money out of the tax system. So that would be like going to the bar with a bunch of reporters. And you get paid. You, not only do you get to drink the same beer and the same amount of beer, you get paid by the time you left. And then when they have the tax reform, you're like, hey, this system is cheating that guy that's paying the most.
Because I didn't get any more. My pay didn't go up because I'm poor.
It's the mentality I see in my kids where they have enough. When they went trick-or-treating this week, they came home and they were eating at different rates. So you fast forward about 12, 24 hours and they all look at their buckets again. And that's not fair because he has more than me. Well, you have tons. You have plenty. Yeah, but he has more. But you have plenty. Well, that's not fair. Well, he didn't eat all his candy and you did. But that's not fair. Well, it absolutely is fair. He showed restraint and discipline. And you just stuffed your face and you're just like, I'm going to do what feels good right now with no consequences on the long term ramifications, you know, that are even thought about in my head. Then I'm going to turn around after all this and say, you've been cheated. No, this is the natural result of your behavior is that he's going to end up with more.
It's just when you start thinking about this, that's a good story. And then we're looking at a change in the system, and what some people will inevitably do is look at the system on the short range, and what objective we're trying to get to is corporate-wise, business-wise, to compete globally on a level playing field and increase jobs, increase income. Now, Angie was telling me about some people she knows that would rather not work more, not work harder. And then some people, even people that call in where somebody in the family is making a bunch of money and others, oh, well, I'm retiring. What would I do? I'd be like, darn, what businesses could I crank up and grow? Oh, I've got one. This works well. What's my next business? What's my third one after that to grow, hire people? Oh, yeah, I'm going to make some more money.
And
what about that
taxes.
Guy selling books out of his garage a decade ago? How many people are working for him now?
Jeff Bezos, was it 300,000 or what was
it's
the number? It's
over 300,000 people, and he hires more every month. Oh, he's making way too much money. Well, I think he's getting paid for putting 300,000 plus people to work and changed everything.
Well, and if you took his salary and you restricted it to the national average, you know, he's making, just let him make $40,000, $60,000 a year. He wouldn't have all these employees. We wouldn't have an Amazon. In fact, something worse would have happened. Japan or Germany or some other country would have come up with Amazon instead of us and all this cash and all this ability
and
technology.
Yeah, we could have just waited around for Alibaba and let that become it, another Chinese company.
This is how we stay the hyperpower of the world, y'all. We don't do things like the rest of the world. All right, Tracy, in studio.
Hey,
from Paul Nola.
Hey, guys.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good to see you again. Anything in the tax reform bill that affects your world as far as real estate goes?
Nothing directly, I don't think. Not me. I mean, it could affect some of my clients, but I mean, that's their.
Well, on the higher end, they're talking about the mortgage interest rate.
Oh,
being
yeah.
capped,
oh, I mean,
and for the richer people, it goes away. You're not going to have it on new home purchases. We're grandfathered on real estate. So some of that is going to change for the higher end.
But this is only for jumbos, right?
Oh, I don't even know. All right. I'll tell you the truth.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm going to talk to you.
I'm going to ask Dwayne. Dwayne probably knows about that.
Right now, you have mortgage interest deductibility up to $1 million loan, right? And then anything above that, you can't deduct. I think in the proposal, they want to lower that to $500,000.
And grandfathering in those existing but new purchases are going to be capped.
So that doesn't sound like too much of a constriction, but if someone's going to go buy a, you know, $1 million house and they would have got to deduct the whole amount of the interest, now they can probably only really afford a $900,000 house or $800,000 house.
Let's ask the question differently. Aww. What's the average selling price of homes that your firm deals with?
It's probably around, well, I mean, we deal with a lot of mainstream people, so we deal $350,000, $450,000, $450,000. Sometimes $500,000, you know.
It's kind of up there. And if she took what's the top half, you're probably in the $500,000 neighborhood there.
Yeah, we are. Give or take, right around that. Yeah, but we do have some higher than that, but it's not many people.
What type of household incomes would you say on average?
Probably around combined two households, probably over 100 for two.
Tighten it up. You say over 100, that's not what I'm looking for. Kind of give me a medium number.
A medium number for those people?
Median number.
Somewhere between you and Bill Gates.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, see, I don't really know what their income. I'm not on that end of it. I really don't. I don't ask their income. That is Dwayne's job.
If you had to say, what would it be?
150.
Okay, they're top 10%.
Mm-hmm.
150 combined.
Yeah, top 10%. Yeah.
Takes 133.
That's all I was getting at is because we had this discussion.
I mean, I'm guessing, you know, it could be more. I mean,
about the daily wrap, because they're talking about the one percenters, you know, the one percenters. We're going, because Stacy asked me the other day if we were one percenters. I didn't answer. I said, I don't know. But we looked it up, and from an IRS standpoint, that's $435,000 in annual income and up. You're a one percenter.
That's the cutoff?
The median one percenter's income is $1.2 million a year. Oh, so you can move into that 1% bracket, but you don't hang out with the guy that has the median income of $1.2 million. He's not you and him are not even in the same neighborhood.
Right. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, there's a couple other things that may be of interest to the real estate world, and that's that $500 limit or $500,000 limit for deductibility. That's pretty nice around here. That's all right. That's just the upper income guys. But what if you go to a San Francisco, or what if you go to a Brooklyn and you try and do that? Can you buy a house in Los Angeles County in a reputable neighborhood for less than $500,000 these days?
No, not even close. I mean, no, really, you can't.
Because I had someone from L.A. come by, and they were like, how do you afford this house? Can't. I'm like, this isn't that nice of a house. Yeah, but you got a big yard, and you got some square footage here, and you're in a nice neighborhood.
Well, they're from California, right?
Yeah.
Right.
They said my house in California, or in Los Angeles, in the neighborhood I'm in, would be about $800,000.
Oh, I believe it. Yeah.
I'm like, well, they can pick up houses and move them, right? How much would it cost to just go transplant that sucker over there? Because I might be able to cover the cost with the profit.
Right.
But, boy, this is really going to hit those places on the coast that have inflated their real estate hard.
Yeah.
What's this going to do to the New York City real estate world?
You know, it's all relative.
It's going to put a little cap on it, plateau it off. All right, so we're heading into the holidays. Holidays, aren't they sort of a slower time in the real estate world?
It is.
Now, in the capitalist pig side of me says, well, this is the chance to get a deal.
Yeah. Actually, it is a good time to get a deal. It really is.
People aren't out rushing out to buy houses. And then you have this odd little bookend at the end of the year where if you want to have some financial transactions that you need to happen this year, you got to do it in the next 6 weeks.
Yeah.
So you could. I think this is an opportunity to really poke it out. But how is it different?
So basically, you know, every agent out there has had properties that are still sitting on the market by the time the holidays roll around. And, you know, you can either keep them on the market and try to sell them, or you can take them off the market for the holiday season, put them back on for spring. It really just depends on how long it's been on the market. Is it getting stale at this point? What are the issues with the property? So there are a lot of things that go into whether you keep it on the market or take it off the market. And since we're approaching that now, it's something that a lot of sellers are going to be trying to make this decision on. You know, I have one property right now that we're going through this with right now. It actually was pending sale for a while, and the buyer was having some purchasing issues. And we gave them extensions because we wanted to help them out to get the property. And in the meantime, it was sitting off the market as pending, and now we're back on the market because they couldn't make it happen. So mm-hmm. It's like, oh, we're going right back on the market straight into the holiday season. What do? Do we, you know, so I'm going to have that conversation with my client to determine how he wants to handle it, you know. But sometimes it's an advantage of being on the market during the holiday season, because a lot of people either don't list their properties before the holidays or they take it off the market during the holidays. So for those people still shopping, you kind of have an advantage for, you know, because others aren't on the market. So
this is an advantage for the buyers, but not
for the
sellers?
Well, it's an advantage for that seller, probably, because they might be the only one. Now, look, the disadvantage is you can sit on the market, because really around here, things don't pick up till like after Mardi Gras.
Right.
You know, so.
We know.
Yeah. So, you know, it couldn't be a disadvantage, because you might sit on the market for a few more months. with no sale. So then it becomes stale. So it's something you have to really think about, you know. And if you've been sitting on the market, why is it sitting on the market? Maybe at this point is when you either do the drastic price reduction, or you level the house if it has some shoring issues, or you do other things to make it more desirable.
All right, this is Tracy Kessler. She's in the studio with us from Dwell Nola Realty, dwellnola.com. She's a member of the Total Wealth Authority. So if you have any financial questions or real estate related questions, give us a call, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. This is Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Gregory Ricks here. I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. It's the ultimate getaway for me, because it's hard to worry about business, radio, stress when I'm going 135 miles an hour in a straightaway, and then I have to slow down to about 60 in a few seconds to make that right-hand turn. Oh, the adrenaline. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com. Caroline or Change opens this weekend at the Westwego Performing Arts Theater. Do something new for a date night. Come see a Broadway hit about 60s Louisiana performed by local talent and experience some real culture. Caroline or Change, Friday and Saturday at 7:30, Sunday at 2. For tickets, call 504-885-2000, the JPAS app or jpas.org.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
If you'd like to participate in the show, let's talk about what you're doing in retirement. Are you on pace? Do you have an income plan? Do you know where you're going to be 5, 10, 15 years out? Have a reasonable idea. Nothing's exact because things change, but do you have that idea?
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks, weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO. The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
I worry. I worry about your money. I worry about it going away, but I also worry about you doing the right thing to make sure you have money down the road. Your pensions are unlikely to go up. You want it to grow over time. You don't want to risk it. Yes, the market worries you, and there's protections that you can take. You don't have to put all the money to the market. And what you put in the market, we like stop losses, meaning, you know, like if we buy a position, we put stop loss, meaning if it's going down, we have very little tolerance for negative numbers. The whole purpose is to make money for it to go up. And if it doesn't go the right way, we don't tolerate it.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks, weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10. 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Together, we can turn a stairwell into an ER at a moment's notice. Together, we can turn a rescue ship for refugees into a maternity ward. Together, we can vaccinate 710,000 people in just 11 days. Together, we are Doctors Without Borders. Doctors Without Borders goes where others don't to provide life-saving medical care. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
Welcome back. Winning at Life. Weekly wrap. Hey, good segment we had in the first hour was playing that bit by Sarah Saunders Huckabee, Mike Huckabee's daughter. You know who she is? She's press secretary for Trump. So it created kind of a tax debate, you know, and more or less it's a viewpoint. Why I'm telling you is because you'll be able to download it probably soon. Angie's saying today from the podcast, go to GregoryRicks.com or download or utilize the Gregory Ricks and Associates app. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks, James Parker, co-host, and Tracy, co-founder of Dwell Nola Realty, is in the house this hour.
All right, before we get back into the real estate stuff, we had a Gregory Ricks Live event on Thursday, wine pairing. Dwell Nola Realty was a part of it. You got to meet the Total Wealth Authority. Here's the news, though. We're having another one, not next week, not next month, sometime next year.
Not the month after that.
No,
we said this was the last of the year, we're probably 3 months out before the next one.
Because
these don't have, and look, we're a successful business, a lot of demand, and then calendaring, events, Mardi Gras, State of the Union message. A lot of things affect our decisions on what we do as far as our time, my time, the business, and the Total Wealth Authority. And so we're looking first week of March as the next event.
So if you missed the last one and you were like, dang it, I need to come on. Well, you're just going to have to straight up call the office between now and then. That's the shortcut now. No live events. Because, Tracy, you said in the last segment, this place is dead until after Mardi Gras, right?
It really is, yeah.
Can't blame you for that, though. It's a good excuse to be dead, but it's tough on business.
But, yeah, it's easy. Just call the office. It's 504-832-9200. I know you missed that, but you know the website. It's GregoryRicks.com or use the app.
I've used my app many times.
Yeah. Hey,
awesome app.
We added just this week, Tracy, the number segment, because I see you floating around and sometimes in Periscope or Facebook Live during the show.
Yeah.
The number segment, all the charts are on the app now that we refer to during the numbers.
Oh, okay.
On the
I've been on it many times. I'll have to check that out.
She gets credit because she is the member of the Total Wealth Authority that probably listens the most.
Yeah, listen. Oh, yeah. Well, even if it's not, because I'll listen on Periscope or Facebook. But sometimes if I'm driving around showing properties, I just flip on the radio.
You actually listen on the radio sometimes.
Sometimes I'm in the car and I just flip the radio on rather than, it's easier because if you're driving, I don't want to have to find I can talk to my phone now, but still, sometimes it doesn't pick it up. So I just flip the radio on. Yeah. Listen the old-fashioned way.
To my kids, though. That's just one of many options. There's nothing dominant, you know. It's that's cute. You're listening on the radio. Yeah, it's this new technology. Now it's a one way, but it doesn't use any of your phone's bandwidth. It doesn't It doesn't count against your data usage. It's amazing.
Yep.
Sometimes I was trying to use the phone. I was talking to my phone, you know, which is kind of weird. James has been doing that for a long time, and it responds to him. Doesn't always respond to me. It reminds me of my dog.
I'm going to show you a
that
trick
I'll
later.
When I talk to her, she'll like turn her head the other way, like
Yeah, but
I don't hear anything.
Deaf?
Blind.
No.
Oh, blind. Okay. I knew.
Oh, she can hear the gate squeak out front.
Oh,
and
wow.
We have pretty good soundproof home built.
Right.
She can hear the darn thing squeak and start bark. So she's hearing when I'm talking to
the guard
she
dog.
Turns her head. So I'll say, "Hey, Siri," and that's what I'm thinking. Siri's turning the other way. Like,
she's
not talking to me.
She's listening to you.
Yeah, that time, of course, I'm on the air and the radio show. And she...
Oh, you have got to get rid of that accent. That is awful.
I like the accent.
All right. There's something else I was going to say, but I guess we'll have to skip it. What was I going to say?
Real estate?
Real estate.
No, it wasn't real estate related. It was a joke.
All right, did we give the call number? If you want to talk to Tracy about real estate, what's our main topic here? Purchasing and selling properties during the holidays. And this is coming up.
Right.
The number for the show, 504-260-0995. Go ahead, James.
All right. So now if I am trying to sell my house and it is the holidays and I don't have a choice, I got to move. You know, I got to get out of here.
Right.
I got a new job in another town or I got to cross the lake or something.
Right.
Do I put up decorations?
Okay. So decorations. Decorations are tricky. It makes the home feel warm. It does. It makes it feel inviting. But you don't want to put any religious decorations up. You know, keep it generic. Make it fall decorations rather than Christmas or a Jewish holiday.
Like a menorah? Decorate.
Yeah, no. Don't just do fall decorations just to keep it generic because you don't want to offend somebody. And, you know, some people just get offended because they do. I mean, you know,
like
just
a rabid atheist sees your baby Jesus in the yard.
Yes, exactly.
And I don't want this huckster's house. Why would anyone care? It's a house. You're buying an inanimate object.
It would not bother me at all, but
it does bother people.
It does. Okay. So I don't know. I'm just telling you, maybe they might not buy your
tree.
House.
No tree?
I probably wouldn't. I mean, trees are kind of generic in a way, but I mean...
On the stairwell, put the green
something
stuff.
Something small, nothing huge. If you know you're going to sell your property, kind of keep it just to a minimum if you could for
a
that.
A train year. Running through the house with a Santa?
No Santas.
Front.
The train's okay. But anyway, so yeah, I mean, just the decorations are great because it gives people that holiday feeling. And another thing about decorations is, you know, the curb appeal during the holiday season kind of goes by the wayside because a lot of the leaves are falling or they have fallen. The plants in the garden die off. So try to replant your gardens with the cold weather plants, you know, and clean it all up because they start looking so drab. So the curb appeal is really a priority. And holiday decorations can help that, too. So that's the holiday decorations are good. Just don't overdo it.
Lights in the bushes.
Yeah, I mean, you know, just keep it. Don't make it look too messy. Kind of keep it organized looking, and you know, don't just throw them on the, you know, those net. Or you can do those. What do they have?
It wouldn't get too messy if I was doing it because I wouldn't be putting up.
You wouldn't be doing it. You'd hire somebody to do it, probably. You know those lights that you put in the front yard, and it just kind of does the reflection on the house now. It's just one light. I don't know what they're called. But
oh, yeah, the little star
simple.
Showers.
Yeah,
and it can
rotate
on.
Oh, that's super easy.
Maybe do something simple. You know, don't do anything crazy.
That seems a little trashy, doesn't it?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Maybe keep it to a small, narrow.
Yeah, I do it, and that's what people would say. I have some people who live around the corner, and they do it, and it looks awesome.
Yeah, it just, I mean, I guess it depends on how you display it, you know. Anyway, but you know, inventory during the holidays is lighter. So really and truly, the sellers out there, there's not as much competition, which is good because they still do have people looking for properties during the holidays. Not everybody abandons, you know, shopping during that time.
Somebody we all know, just their house just got sold.
Yeah,
and now they've got to find a house.
Sure.
And this is all,
and they'll be,
this kind of is considered a holiday time. We're in November.
Right. Yep. So it's starting. Make sure you hire a real estate agent that is available during Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year. You know, make sure they're going to be in town to help you because
Thanksgiving Day.
I actually did a home inspections on Thanksgiving Day.
Wow.
The home inspector, he said, and I will not say who it is in case he's listening. oh, I need to get away from my in-laws, I will be happy to come do inspections on Thanksgiving Day. Thank you.
See, there's a reason you can get that done.
So me and him and the buyers of the house, we went and did inspections on Thanksgiving Day. So it was,
No, honey,
whatever
I love your mom. I just have to go to work.
Exactly.
Some jerk's making me work on Thanksgiving.
I tried
to get out of it.
Right. And of course, I didn't want to leave my family, but... It's the day that they were in town and they could do it, and so they were visiting. We just said, okay, let's just do it. So we did it. So just make sure your agent is going to be there, and if they are not available, just make sure that they have an assistant that can help or someone that can show your property for you. But a lot of times over the holiday season, you're going to find people relocating from jobs. College students move into town still over the holidays for our new semester, so their parents might be buying condos, college staff moving to town, military personnel, investors are on tax deadlines, they have to purchase properties. So you still do have people out there shopping for properties, and you want to try and target those people as a seller. Another thing, too, is if you've been sitting on the market for a while, you want to price it to sell. Do your price reduction at this time because, like I said, there's going to be fewer properties on the market. And if yours is priced to sell, it's going to be more appealing than the others on the market, possibly. We've already spoken about curb appeal. Another good thing is to do for your photos, have some spring photos on your listing. So you'll want to have spring photos, if you have them, with the full garden to show what it looks like.
If you're going to be selling your house in a month, try a picture now where the grass is still green.
Yeah, well, the grass is green and the leaves are full, because that you would want to show that. Show some evening photos, maybe with your holiday lights, or show your day photos. It's always nice to have evening photos, too. A lot of people don't do that, but it's nice to have evening photos. If you have a swimming pool, put the lights on in the pool at night, take photos of the yard. A lot of times you can offer partial owner financing to spike interest. So for instance, say the buyer might get a loan for a certain portion of the purchase price, and then you finance the other portion. That really can work all year round. But if you're having a hard time selling it, maybe you offer that at a good rate, and that allows the buyers to save some of their cash for renovations or whatever they may need the cash for.
Can I hit pause on my Tracy remote?
Pause. We'll go on to the next.
Tracy Kessler from Dwell Noble Realty is just spouting out some good advice for you selling during the holidays. Questions, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. This is Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio. Worry about money. James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to gregoryricks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Mortgage Gumbo with your chef, Dwayne Stein.
For $325, I was able to get this client from a 619 to a 640 using our Advisor View program. The beauty of it is the credit bureaus, because they support this program that we have, they have to honor it. They guarantee the score.
Mortgage Gumbo with Dwayne Stein this Saturday at 1 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Gregory Ricks and Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet Stephanie from Dwell Nola Realty.
The title companies, at least the ones that Tracy and I work really closely with, and the lenders that we work closely with, they know their stuff, and that makes our lives a whole lot easier.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, gregoryricks.com, or 504-832-9200.
You're looking to expand your family, aren't you? Might be a little extra hair around the house, some vet bills, a little extra noise, but it's totally worth it. Do the right thing. Don't buy. Adopt. From Baton Rouge to New Orleans to Biloxi, Kismet Pet Adoptions will help you expand your family. KismetPetAdoptions.com. KismetPetAdoptions.com.
Thanks for listening to Winning at Life. By doing so, you have joined an elite demographic of people who tend to be more successful in their careers, have higher levels of education, and are generally winners. James Parker here. Wouldn't you like to get the message out about your awesome business to tens of thousands of other winners 6 days a week from Baton Rouge to Pensacola? Be on the winning team. Ask me about advertising, reasonable rates, a handsome spokesman, and an army of winners. Email James@GregoryRicks.com.
The contents of this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to take place of your attorney, accountant, tax professional, personal trainer, football coach, interior decorator, or those fortune tellers at Jackson Square. Please consult a financial advisor before making all investment decisions.
Gregory Ricks & Associates is a registered investment advisory firm. If you'd like a copy of Form ADV, our full disclosures, call the office 504-832-9200 or go to GregoryRicks.com.
Your daily dose of financial wisdom. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Hey there. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks. This is Winning at Life. The weekly wrap. Give us a call. Tracy's here. You want to sell your house during the holidays? Oh, no, I'm too busy. People aren't interested. They're thinking about other things. Well, I already know somebody put their house up for sale, has it sold, closing on December 2nd, and now they've got to buy a house. It's happening.
Yeah.
And it's a good, I think it's a good time. The kid, there's a break. You're not running to schools and stuff. I think it's a good little short season, kind of like you always talk about in the spring.
Yeah.
Starts a busy time. Call us, 504-260-0995, and ask your real estate questions.
Yes. And, you know, your agent should be handling all that anyway. I know a lot of sellers, you know, I guess the hard part is that you have to keep the house clean all the time. You have family running in and out. Your parents are coming to visit. They're going to be crashing there for a few weeks. So it can be overwhelming. My suggestion on that, which what I do with a lot of properties, like if I'm selling properties that have tenants in them or owners, it's usually mostly tenants because owners usually are like, okay, we'll get out at any minute. But if you have maybe four children or something like that and you just can't get out of the house that easily, you might want to schedule your showings like Wednesday at 6 and Saturday at 11 every week. So anybody that wants to see the property, you can come Wednesday at 6 or Saturday at 11. The agent shows up and lets anybody that wants to see it come through there, like little mini open houses every week. That way you're not having to, you know, stress people out trying to get all their kids out of the house, get the house clean every hour. You know, it's stressful. So if you do, excuse me, list your property during the holidays, maybe just narrow down the showing times to two or three times a week. Have it pre-scheduled. That way, when someone requests through your agent that they want to see the property at this time, these are the three times or the two times that we're showing it every week.
Well,
you know,
since you brought that up, okay, general philosophy. You're living in the house and you're selling it. Are you trying to show it whenever somebody's wanting to see it? Or
you
are
try
you more about
to.
Scheduling? Okay.
You try to do that, yes.
They're wanting
but
to see the house. Maybe they'll buy it.
Sometimes
so you
it's
want
overwhelming,
to be,
yes.
But during the holiday time, the kids,
sure.
Cleaning.
It can be overwhelming, yeah.
Okay.
Like, so for instance, I had a property not too long ago that if you know the area very well and you know that it's priced right and you know about the price and you just know that you're going to have a lot of showings, you just know it because of all these factors. So for instance, and Stephanie and I do this a lot when we have properties like this. What we'll do is we have one open house on a Saturday morning or whatever, you know, whatever day we choose. And we have everybody, agents, buyers, the public, everybody come through for the very first showing. So we don't let the first person that requests come see at the time they want. All right, everybody, we're going to have the first showing Saturday between 11 and 11 and 1 or something. And then everybody comes through and it generates a buzz. And for any agents out there that are new, that try this with your properties, and it just creates a buzz. It's not just the open house. It's the first showing for everybody that wants to see it. Everybody comes at the same time. Everybody's talking. They, oh, I love this. I love that. You know, and it makes people a little bit more anxious about it and excited about it. So it's a good thing to do. We do that with a lot of our properties that we know are just going to get hit right away, you know, with requests to view. So we put it off till the weekend.
How is it that every single real estate agent I've ever talked to in the history of ever doesn't like open houses, but they still do them?
Well, you know, open houses have just become so, they're not as, just nobody really shows up for them. I mean, they do have people that still come to them.
Is
you know,
this
they
an
really
obsolete
do.
Thing? Like it was done
it's
in
going
the past,
to be. It will
because
be.
Because of the internet and
what,
it
open
will be.
Houses?
Open houses will go away.
Whenever
eventually.
I see
they
these
will.
Flip shows, the flip or flop, yeah. Flip this, flip that, you know.
And that's
Vestro,
a show, too. They could have had
they
everybody.
They always
in the,
yeah. Do open houses.
Oh, we do, too. We do, too.
Like the Las Vegas know? One. Oh. They already schedule. We got to have this done in 30 days because we're having an open house on this day.
Yeah.
All these people are coming.
Now, when we have
but it's every time, and you're saying it's going away, but that's all they do.
Now, the broker opens are great. Now, I don't know if that's maybe what you're looking at when we invite all the brokers. Those are great because all the brokers come and they tour the properties. We go tour properties.
You've seen those flip shows.
Yeah, and a lot of the flip shows too, yeah. But when you have a broker open, you have a lot more people coming through than you do when you have a regular open house for the public. So what we do is we combine ours together. We have the agents and their and the public come at the same time.
That would make sense.
We do it. We do it on a day when people aren't at work. So that's why we say we do it on Saturday mornings. And even if somebody has representation, we tell their agents, if you don't want to come, don't come. We'll show your client around. They can go back to you if they want to make an offer. And, you know, no big deal. We don't try to steal clients or anything like that. We just let them come through. We show it to them. If they have an agent, we want them to go back to their agent and discuss it. If they don't, we'll help them. You know?
Is there a traditionally in the real estate business for agents, brokers, a certain day of the week, y'all do that routinely as it is now to see the new properties?
I'm not sure how it works on the Gulf Coast in Mississippi, but in Jefferson Parish here, it's on Tuesdays. Every Tuesday, Jefferson Parish from 11 to Jefferson Parish East Bank, because that's where I work mostly, from 11 to 1. And for New Orleans, it's on Wednesdays. So if you want to tour a property in New Orleans, it's Wednesday, and in Jefferson Parish, it's Tuesday. And that's mostly for brokers, but it's open to buyers, too. It doesn't have to just be for brokers.
What do you think about the new evolution of the open house that Dwayne Stein's been trying out, you know, our mutual buddy here, where he does the multiple open houses, but everyone sits in a room, and they just go through a ton of different houses?
Yeah, I think that's great. I mean, that's great that Dwayne thought of that, because he's inviting all the brokers together. We get together and share not just the property that we're representing, but all of our properties with other agents, which is great. So, I mean, the fact that he's doing that really helps us out, and it helps his business, and it's great. I think it was a great idea for him to do that.
And it was funny because they had to do the original evolution where they invited everyone, and then after like the first couple of events, if you're a buyer, you can't show up. Only sellers can show up. You know why? Because the buyers that were there, once they were identified, everyone swarmed on them and didn't leave them alone.
It's not.
It was like a pack of bees following you around.
I could see how that. And that's no fun for a buyer to be jumped on like that.
So now buyers, you sit in your home and via Facebook Live, you can watch all these real estate agents go through these slideshows, these PowerPoint presentations of their best houses. And they can digest like 20.
We had a great time. We had fun at those events. We really do. And it's a good way to expose ourselves.
Let's talk about two of your featured properties this week. One of them.
Okay. So this is the first one, 1253 Orion Avenue. This is the one that has been off the market for a while.
How'd you know I wanted to do this one first? Are you looking at my screen?
Oh, no. Okay. No, I just figured you were going with the first one. Is that the one you have pulled up?
It is.
Okay.
It is.
1253 Orion, and that's in Metairie, right by Bonneville and West Esplanade. We talked about this one a while back before it was under contract, and now we're getting ready. You know, we just put it back on the market because the buyer had some issues, and we actually worked directly with the buyer. Like, I was speaking to the buyer with their agent there, you know, but we were really trying to help them get through this, but they just couldn't make it work with the finances. So
this does not look like a 3,200 square foot house.
I know. It's huge. 3,238 square feet. Three bedrooms, 2.5 baths. One of the bedrooms is huge. It could easily be a 4-bedroom. As a matter of fact, I think it was a 4-bedroom. So it could be 4 bedrooms, 2.5 baths. And it's only $92 a square foot at Bonneville and West Esplanade. That is low. And there, it's not in bad condition. It does need renovation. So it needs updates. It needs updates, right? It's an older style house. It's got...
Looks like it was built in the 50s?
I think it was the 70s. I think it was the 70s. Because the guy that built it is an architect.
Because mine was built in the 50s, and the house the next door has the exact same little roof thing where they put the Spanish tile on the seams.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's not it.
I know. That's neighbor. Okay. That's the neighbor's house. This is the house. I'm just saying their neighbor's house was probably built about the same time, and it has a distinct 50s roof on it.
Well, this one has a like a French Quarter room on the inside. It's a super cool
What's
house.
What's a French Quarter room? What does that even
mean? It's all brick, and the ceilings are 20 feet high, and it's got a balcony that overhangs, and it was their party room. It's got a slate floor. It's kind of like a courtyard style. French Quarter courtyard.
Interest.
It's really cool. So, but anyway, the key, it's $299,000, but the key to this, it's only $92 a square foot, and it's in great condition. It just needs cosmetic updates, bathroom and kitchen updates, you know. But the house is solid.
Well,
so.
And you just go over the canal a mile down the road, and it's about $190 a square foot.
Yeah. Oh, on that street, it's that $109. It's I think renovated, it would be about $180, $170 a square foot. So, yeah, right. It's a great.
So if you're looking Metairie, there's a good one. If you're looking in Kenner, we have one coming up for you. If you have a real estate question or a financial situation, give us a call, 504-260-0995. We got Tracy Kessler from DwellNola.com. I'm James Parker. This is Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
Never had it all. One Prozac a day. Husband's a CPA.
Gregory Ricks here. I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. They have a fun go-kart track, racing school, a 2.7-mile race course. And yeah, there's crazy guys on motorcycles. Hang off a bike, scrape some knees in the turns. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. Adrenaline fun. See what they're all about at NOLA Motor.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to gregoryricks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Caroline or Change opens this weekend at the Westwego Performing Arts Theater. The story is set in Lake Charles, Louisiana, 1963. And it's cool to see a story about our area that becomes a Broadway hit in 2004. Caroline or Change, Friday and Saturday at 7:30, Sunday at 2. For tickets, call 504-885-2000, the JPAS app or jpas.org.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
You
got
to have your money working, and that's what do I do about coming inflation? Have your money working. It can't be sitting around, and if it is exposed to risk, make sure you're working with somebody that is loss adverse.
Gregory Ricks & Associates, a registered investment advisory firm. Find us at gregoryricks.com, the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, and 504-832-9200.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
I'm a disabled person. When my parents get older, how would that affect my Social Security disability as far as an inheritance?
If that is a concern, what they need to set up is a trust for you, that if there is money, that it can go into an irrevocable trust. It doesn't go to you, and one of your siblings can be the trustee and delve it out to you as needed, so you're not showing up with a pile of cash, so to speak. That's kind of the fix. Right there, if that's a concern that you're going to come into money and it's going to affect you, because it can. If you own up to the government, your part would go into a trust and wouldn't go directly to ownership of you. That's how to do it correctly.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
But it can buy me a boat. It can buy me a truck to pull.
Financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory. Winning at Life on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Maybe so, but you can buy me a boat. They call me redneck, white trash, and blue collar.
I'm Gregory Ricks, your host of Winning at Life. We do this 6 days a week. I know, yeah. It takes up a good bit of time, but I love it. I love giving out this financial information, helping people, making a difference, and we have fun doing it. I think they have fun listening to it. And we have Tracy, which really enjoys it. Yeah, she's co-founder of Dwell NOLA Realty. James Parker is here in studio with us. The other half of the radio team that brings us to you every day, Saturdays from 10 to 1 and weeknights at 7. If you'd like to talk a little real estate, maybe talk about, I like lots of decorations and I want to sell my house.
Yep.
She said you shouldn't like that many decorations if you're selling your house. Give her a call. She's here. 504-260-0995.
We're also on the Facebook Live. If you want to find us, get the Gregory Ricks and Associates app. And on it, Rachel says, yes. Hi, Tracy. Did you see that?
I did. I just waved to Rachel and Steph.
Okay, there you go.
Okay, so I'm going to talk about two more properties. I only have one on our list here. 2009 Eisenhower in Metairie. Steph's getting ready to handle this. 2,000 square feet, 4 bedrooms, 2.5 baths. Really cute house.
So it's just Napoleon and David.
Yeah, Napoleon and David.
Basically
and,
across from Lafreniere.
Yeah, right by Lafreniere Park. It's a great, cute little neighborhood. And this would be great for a growing family. These people are actually going to go downsize. And they were a referral from our Animal Rescue Network. And this is a 3-car garage. That is the highlight for this house because it's got a single garage in the house that came with the house. And then they have a 2-car detached garage on the side. So for any guys out there that maybe have a boat or, you know, have cars like Gregory that want to park into the garage, we have 3 garages on this property. So that's pretty cool. It's a precious on the inside, really cute, not on the market yet, but we're getting ready to put that, and that's $239,000. So that's a great price for a starter home or anybody that needs to get into a property of that size. A great lot of square foot, 2,000 square feet. Also, Rachel Vett, one of our agents, she has a property at 224 to 26 Oak Avenue in Harahan. This is a duplex, 1,440 square feet. It's precious, fully renovated shotgun duplex. 4 bedrooms, 2 baths total, two bedrooms, 1 bath per side. And it's currently generating $2,000 in total rent per month. So, she's offering creative owner financing on this property. So if anybody would like to owner finance this property, she's willing to do that. It's got a,
How much is it?
The asking price, oh, geez, she just texted this to me. Hang on a second. Rachel, you're listening. Let me pull it up on my email. $224,000. Precious, precious property. Honestly, this is great. And the it's got a 12% cap rate on this right now. So this is a great little property. And the cap rate, once again, is your return on your investment. Your capitalization rate for any of the investors out there, but you can own or occupy this property too. So,
and that cap rate, you're getting $24,000 off a $224,000 property, right? Is that how that's calculated?
Yes, she's
so it comes
see.
In just a shade over 10%.
Yes. So
see,
she's,
I'm learning. baby.
You're learning. You're
here?
Learning. Yes. So that's what, you know, we deal with a lot of investment properties. So anybody out there that needs help with investments, or you're a newbie investor, or you have investment property you need to sell, we have investors buying and selling properties all the time. So contact us for that, and we'll try to move your property for you. So those are our properties for today. And then real quick, back to the sales portion of selling your property during the holidays. Okay, so staging is always an option all year round. But if you can't stage it and it's too expensive to physically stage it, they have virtual staging now. And we do some virtual staging for some of our clients.
Define staging.
So staging is where you put furniture in your house. If you don't already have furniture, right? If you have furniture in your house, everybody knows, scale it down so you can have more space on the floor. If you have too many chairs in the room, put one in storage. But
take off
staging,
the family photos.
Yeah, take down the family photos. That's, you know, everybody kind of knows that. But staging, if the house is vacant, you might want to have a stager come in and put furniture in it. It makes it so much more appealing. It really does. So it's worth the investment. If you don't have the money to do that, you might want to do some virtual staging, which means you can put the furniture in your property online. You know, you can, there are sites where you can virtual stage your property.
Just like Photoshop a couch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's what it is. So we've done that before. So, anyway, that is for your sellers. So for buyers during the holiday season, this is something you want to think about. If you're buying a property during the holiday season, you have, obviously they have a handful of people with properties listed as available. Have your agent go look at the properties that have been withdrawn, because a lot of people will withdraw their property for the few months of the holidays, you know, and then they'll put it back on when spring comes. But they still want to sell the property. They just don't want it to get stale. So have your agent go pull up the withdrawn properties, okay, that are just recently withdrawn, the ones that have just been pulled off, and approach those people, because they're probably still interested in selling their property. They're just giving it a breather.
And you could probably get a deal.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So have your agent search for the withdrawn and expired listings. And those, some of those people are definitely still willing to sell. We've done that before, and we've sold a couple of properties that way over the holidays. And this is for if you're on the buyer's end. Of course, it's easier in negotiations during the holidays. People are willing to sell. They want to move their property. Maybe it's been sitting for a while, so you don't have as many bidding wars during the holidays.
That makes sense.
Yeah, which is great, because bidding wars can be overwhelming for everyone, for the buyers, for the agents, for the sellers. It's taking a deep breath. Sellers are okay, but it is still stressful, because you don't know which one to choose. So it can be, you might have lower values during the holidays because people are reducing their properties to get them sold. So there are a lot of advantages of buying during the holidays too.
All right, let's go to the phones here. Bill Metairie, you're next up on Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks, talking to Parker. We got Tracy and Gregory in here. Let's see if we can get Bill some help. What's up, Bill? How can we help you?
Oh, yes. I have a question. My landlord was willing to sell the house, and I never owned a home before. I was wondering what kind of loan I would need to buy the house for a first-time buyer. And also, the home needs an update, so I need money to completely renovate it. So...
Okay. So, Bill, the best thing, the first thing that you want to look into possibly is a renovation loan. It's a 203K renovation loan. They have a streamline renovation loan, which is about $35,000 in renovation. If I can remember correctly, Dwayne will correct me on this if that's not right. And then there's a full renovation loan, which can give you more money to do renovations. Is it just cosmetic, or is it air conditioner and stuff?
It needs to be completely good because it's outdated.
Everything. Okay. And you're renting, you're living there now, and you want to try and purchase it from him?
Yes, ma'am. I've been living there for 4 years, and the landlord is getting old and willing to sell.
Right.
And I think I could get a really good deal, especially for that area.
Yeah. And, you know, depending on your credit score and how much money you have stashed away and things like that, there are some other options. You can just do your standard FHA loan or your conventional loan, and then you can make a separate loan to do your renovation. So there are other options. You don't have to just do the renovation loan, but there are ways that we can get this done for you. So you know, even though you're buying that straight from him, if you need some advice separately on that, I can put actually contact Dwayne, because he's what's Dwayne's contact?
MortgageGumbo.com.
MortgageGumbo.com. He comes on right after us.
On our New Orleans affiliate only.
New Orleans affiliate. Are you in New Orleans?
Yeah, he's in.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All right, hey, let's try and get to this other car real quick.
Okay. Thank you, Bill.
Driftwood, Uptown, how can we help you?
Hey, Stephanie, this question might be counterproductive for what you do for a living, but I have a property in New York City.
Yeah.
I told the doorman that we were thinking about listing it, maybe selling it next year.
Hey, you got 1 minute, Driftwood.
Oh, I got I got a bunch of real estate agents calling me. What's the best way to get them, you know, cut their fees and do stuff like when you got a lot of people aggressively trying to sell your property?
Yes. How do you pick one? Look, don't just look at the fees. Sit down with them, find out what their marketing program is and how they're going to market your house. See what their availability is. Do not go with a part-time agent. I hate to say that, you part-time agents out there, but if you need it shown all the time, you have to get somebody that's available 24/7.
So what do you ask them about marketing real quick?
Marketing. Find out exactly where they market the property, what they physically do. Excuse me, what their online program is.
If they're on any hip radio shows.
If they're on any hip radio shows, yes, exactly.
Helps.
Anything like that. But yeah, definitely sit down. But, you know, I think a lot of times, talk to them, interview them over the phone, handpick the ones that you like, then do a sit down with those at the property. It's a good idea to do it at the property. Let them walk you through the property and show you what things need to be done to market the property, and go with who you feel really have a connection with and who's excited about the property.
That's Tracy Kessler. She is partner of the Dwell Nola Realty Firm. So if you have real estate issues, this is who we go for on the Total Wealth Authority. DwellNola.com is her website. More financial goodness on the way. Any questions? 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. This is Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
How are you?
Thank you for tuning in to Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks. If you need to contact the office, find our next live event, listen to the show live or on demand, remember the Gregory Ricks and Associates app.
Live from the Gregory Ricks and Associates Wealth Management Studios, this is News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Welcome back, or better yet, we're back. Winning at Life. The weekly wrap, live financial talk radio, markets, mutual funds. We're going to talk a little bit about annuities and this guy that, I don't know, what is it? He says he would die before he sells an annuity or something. We want to clarify that a little bit. That was Siri.
She's
wanting to interrupt me here.
Excuse
me, like,
Siri.
I'm busy.
Jerk.
I am Gregory Ricks, your host. Live, Financial Talk Radio, 504-260-0995.
I'm your co-host, James Parker. I'm tempted not even to tell you what we're going to talk about this hour because I got a giant stack, and there's no way we're going to get to a third of this. And then I'm going to tell you something, and we're going to get some good calls, and we're not going to get to even the stuff I told you about. So 504-260-0995. Look, our football fortunes have turned around quite a bit here.
Oh, yeah.
In the region.
I had some questions for you about that.
Yeah.
You tell me Zeke was out, and then I saw yesterday Zeke is back in. That's the running back for the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, well, it's been about 10 minutes, so he may be out again.
Not that I watch football anymore. However, it was interesting. Right. I do still watch a little sports news and
says the
stuff.
Guy in the LSU shirt.
Yeah, college football, LSU. Yeah, I watched that.
Okay, you just meant professional football is on the outs.
Oh, yeah. Okay. There's two different types? That's just like that guy talking about annuities that we're going to talk about. I hate annuities. But all he's talking about is a certain kind that has fees and risk and stuff like that. But there's two footballs, right? Well, there's three. High school?
Yeah, high school.
That's a big deal. Friday night lights. Saturday, college for the most part, and then Sunday, the pros, which they've been annoying people, I hear. But with that said, it was kind of interesting this week. One of the hottest quarterbacks in the league, of course, besides that 40-year-old guy that's playing probably at the top of his game still.
Tom Brady.
Yeah. Best in the modern era, obviously, could be in the conversation of greatest ever. We'll see. He's not done yet, so... But Deshaun Watson was Clemson's quarterback last year, tore an ACL. He had the most touchdown throws this season at this point as well. Just kind of in practice, like, gosh, lose your future quarterback for the rest of the season in practice.
I think that was the same day they won the World Series, too. So it was a mixed bag for
Maybe
Houston.
Somebody tripped or something. But, yeah, that's another sports note. And Houston's had a really tough year. As a city, metro area there, the Gulf Coast of Texas, and the Astros, which somebody told me there was a prediction made
in 2014.
Were you the one that told me that?
I didn't tell you about it, but I saw it too.
It might have been Cody at the office.
Some genius in Sports Illustrated in 2014 said, here's your 2017 World Series.
But there was
champions.
Something had changed, and they said, as a result, here's your 2017 world champions in baseball.
Yeah, they were doing a new evolution of Moneyball, where it was like, you might as well put on a blindfold and go Moneyball. And they had totally cleaned out anyone who cost anything, anybody who was good, anyone who had any name recognition whatsoever. And they started from scratch, and then they were just piling on what the math said.
The Astros did this?
Yeah, and they finished like... Right when he was writing that, they were in last place, and they had finished like last place the year before, and I think even the year before that. They finished last place like almost 3 years in a row in their division. Something like that. I don't keep up with baseball, but I did see this article. And some genius said, here in 3 years, they're probably going to be your World Series champion.
And darned if they aren't our world champions. And I love me some Moneyball. I love the book. I love the movie. I understand the concept. I'm a mathematical guy, and that's part of how we do planning and such, and let the math dictate it, and getting value for your money, accounting for the data, and making decisions based upon the data and the math, and not some theory or, well, that's how we've done it for 100 years.
He has a funny throw. We don't want to. He has a weird throwing motion. Who cares if it's weird or not? Does it get
but
guys
he
out?
Just get guys out, yeah. And then. And the guy has a weird batting stance, except he gets on all the time.
Yeah, he gets walked more than other guys because he has a weird batting
and
stance.
And we're going to get him cheap.
Because he has a weird batting stance, yeah.
Hey. So I like that stuff. And then, of course, tonight is a huge, huge game for most of our audience living in the SEC area. And that's going to be LSU and Alabama. I think Alabama's 3-touchdown underdog.
Yeah, those poor guys. It'd be nice to see if they can finally win a game here. Yeah, so this is the biggest underdog status LSU has enjoyed since, I believe it was 1994. They're 21.5-point underdogs last I saw.
They were, in 1993, LSU beat Alabama, and they were 3-touchdown underdogs.
Ooh,
in that game.
Do you give them a chance today?
And they had a bad coaching staff. Not all that talent. They had Curly Hallman era.
Gregory, do you give them a chance today?
Yes.
I give them a chance.
That's why we're playing the game.
Because they're underdogs.
Absolutely. And you know what? Get out there, play hard, have fun. Don't worry about it.
Here's the advantage of being 3-touchdown underdogs. You want to run a flea flicker? You want to run a reverse halfback pass? You want to run a Statue of Liberty play? Why not? You're going to throw the kitchen sink at these
guys.
First
play, go deep.
Yeah.
Don't hand it off.
Play like you're playing Super Tecmo Bowl.
Play action pass on the first play.
Bunch of attempted touchdowns. Now, look, you can't admit that professional football, the NFL, is getting a little more attractive now that the Saints cranked out, what was it, 5 wins in a row? Aren't they 5-2 now? They started out 0-2, and we about wrote it off. It's like, well, if they're going to be ticking us off and playing bad, this is a good year to boycott. You know, like, of course it's a good year to boycott the NFL.
Oh, somebody else has clicked off 5 in a row. Brother Martin High School here in the Catholic lead in the New Orleans area. How about that? So Saints aren't the only ones turned it around and And what LSU's clicked off a few in a row since they were kind of
since the
upset.
Troy incident.
Yeah.
The Troy incident is what it is. All right, so I went through
an incident.
Yeah,
I like that.
So I'm concerned about my Saints here. Yeah, sure, you've turned it around. You start out 0-2, and we heard all the stats.
And let me correct. This isn't sports talk on Saturday morning. This is financial show, and we're continuing with the Saints, but there's a reason. The other day we were talking about on the weeknight show, the Daily Wrap, of I brought the question, am I in the 1%? And we still hadn't figured that out. But we did define, are you in the top 10% of earners in the country? You know, because we've been talking about the 1%ers and then the 10%ers, the 5%ers, and the 1%ers. So James has done some homework.
Yeah, so now that we have the tax reform framework, I'm worried about how this is going to affect our New Orleans Saints here. And are our boys going to get a tax break here? You know, because they're talking about tax cuts for millionaires and billionaires. And Gregory, I did the math here. There are,
well, first off, you start thinking about is who, when they're talking about, well, we're taxing these rich people, you know, these 1%ers, which means your income's over $435,000 a year is what we did. The median for that group is 1.2, but we're going back to the, to get you into that range, you're starting at $435,000 and up. And then, well, who gets, I don't have that salary. You don't have that salary. Well, who has that salary for the most part? Athletes have big salaries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Actors,
so
you know,
people
folks
that bring
along those
in
lines.
$1 million in a calendar year, few of them are actual employees that pay it on an income tax basis. You know, like when Jeff Bezos or Warren Buffett make $1 million, it's usually some sort of capital gain.
Yeah. They're,
so they're not going to get
hurt by this. I doubt they're
salaried
that.
Right.
Yeah.
So when I go and I look through, and you can find the Saints roster as far as their payroll goes, and Drew Brees, top earner this year, total cash is right around $13 million is what he's bringing home. You know who's costing the Saints the most this year? Second most this year. I'm not even going to let you guess because you'll never guess it because I don't even know this dude's name. Larry Warford. He's a guard. Larry Warford.
I was going to say it has to be a lineman is what's going to be my, not to guess which player.
Why
but
would
it
you
had,
guess that?
Because those dudes are paid big money to, if they can like block, keep that quarterback upright, or bust through the line and get the quarterback. Those, it's won and lost where?
In the trenches.
In the trenches.
Well, to hold on to that thought.
Okay.
Okay, because Larry Warford is costing the Saints $10 million this year. Marshawn Lattimore, he's a cornerback, but that was their first, wasn't he the first round draft pick? I know he was a draft pick last year, but I think it was their first rounder. He's costing them $9.8 million.
Wow.
Well, then look where we go after that. Armstead is next. Teron Armstead gets about $9.3 million. He's a left tackle. Then you go to the defensive end. Cameron Jordan is costing $5.9 million. So you're right. A lot of this is in the trenches. But you have to go all the way down to Sheldon.
They're all 1%ers.
Well, hang on. I'm talking about people. Yeah, they're. Hang on. There's only a handful of people on the Saints that aren't 1%ers. There's three guys on the active roster and four guys on injured reserve. So there's only seven people on the Saints full roster that are not in the 1%. So all these guys are in the 1%. But now.
But they're all in the top 5%.
Oh, easily.
Yeah.
They're all in the top
2%. But that 1% of income earners.
Okay. So now I'm looking at the new tax brackets that were released yesterday. And the top bracket, we'll assume these dudes are married, is $1 million. So you got to go all the way down. Craig Robertson, Trey Hendrickson, Chris Banjo, Sheldon Rankins. He's the last Saint that makes over $1 million or is costing the Saints more than $1 million total this year. This whole group down here, these are the Saints that make less than $1 million on the active roster, Gregory. So you have about almost as many under the cap as you do above it. And by cap, I mean top tax rate.
Yeah.
So for the top tax guys, the guys make over $1 million under this new proposal, they're not going to get a tax break. That top rate is going to stay at 39.6%. They may lose some deductions here and there, depending on where they buy their house, but let's just say
that.
Yeah,
they technically could end up paying a little more.
This next group, though, is going to get a tax break. So Haula Kakia, he makes $913,000. Chase Daniel makes $900,000. Those are the top in this group. all the way down to, what is this, Michael Matui and John Hughes and Willie Sneed, they're actually going to get a tax break from 39.6% to 35%.
4.5%.
Yeah, it's not bad.
What, 40K?
These guys,
40,000 on that upper tier you mentioned? Yeah.
These guys down here at the bottom are going to go from 33 to 35, so they're getting a tax hike. All right, we'll continue with this. 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. It's Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks.
Life than making a bunch of money. It's also about finding something you love doing. Gregory Ricks here. For me, I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. If you like going fast on anything with wheels, this is the amusement park. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks & Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to GregoryRicks.com, download the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Caroline or Change opens this weekend at the Westwego Performing Arts Theater. Pause your latest TV binge and experience live local talent rocking a Broadway hit that is set in Louisiana in the 60s. Caroline or Change, Friday and Saturday at 7:30, Sunday at 2. For tickets, call 504-885-2000, the JPAS app or jpas.org.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
How about your traditional IRA and 401k? If your earnings are in the higher tax brackets, you can benefit from contributing to a traditional IRA or 401k. This reduces your income and eliminates capital gains as a result of trading inside the account.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO. The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
I have a Social Security question. She has made the good money. I do have a pension I'm receiving now. Will it be possible to get half of her Social Security?
What is your pension coming from?
It's coming from a school system.
State of Louisiana?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's not going to affect you much whenever she turns hers on. Technically, you could, except you're basically opted out the system because of your employer. You work for the state, part of that. Mm-hmm. You need like 35 years of substantial earnings. So you needed to, besides working in the state program, you needed another full-time job outside of that for that to go away.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
House might have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight. Might have a little mud on my wheels, but they gonna shine with you up inside. Gonna hit the club, gonna cut a rug, burn it up like you.
Welcome. This is Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Happy Saturday. How you doing? Thanks for hanging out with us on a Saturday, or if you're listening on the podcast, whatever time it may be. And if you didn't get to hear the whole show, or you just stumbled across this and you're like, I want to hear more, but you got to run, the podcast lives on. It's just a couple thumb pushes away. Get the Gregory Ricks and Associates app. Or if you're already on the iHeartRadio app, search for Gregory Ricks. It'll pop right up. Hey, I want to give you the list of the Saints who are not in the top 1%. Justin Hardy, Daniel Lasco, Cameron Tom, Jack Allen, Martin Wallace, Devereaux Lawrence, David Perry. Ever heard any of those guys? Yeah, me neither. They're Saints, though. Here's where it gets ugly, though. We talked about this in the past, and one of the Saints' biggest problems, it isn't an X's and O's. It's not a football issue. It's a financial issue. And now you're walking in our world, right? You just crossed the boundary into the Winning at Life spectrum. And you know what I have also in this list here of what cost the Saints?
the dead cash, the 2017 dead cash list. And the dead cash list has a new top recipient.
It's not the Saints?
No. I'm talking about dead cash within the Saints.
Oh, okay.
And it's just because he left here a couple weeks ago. The guy who's not playing for us, who is going to cost us the most in salary this year, is Adrian Peterson.
That wasn't picked up by the team?
I guess some of it was. But look, they're saying in dead cash, $2.8 million is what he's costing the Saints. John Kuhn, I remember him. He doesn't play with us anymore. Remember the fullback? He's a $1 million hit this year. Sterling Moore, Ellerby, Langford, Anthony Harris, Tavares Cadet. Oh, that guy ruled. We lost him too. He was only $80,000 hit on dead cash. But there you go. Hang on. Did we ever pay off that other guy that was costing us forever? I think we did finally. So, Gregory Ricks, let's talk a little bit about this tax reform package. Does this change the way any investments are done or any holdings or any money management at Gregory Ricks and Associates? Does this have any effect whatsoever? And I'm talking about just the managed money side. Would the tax reform affect that?
No.
You don't see people like thinking, hey, maybe time to back off Home Depot and Lowe's or some of these construction companies like a Caterpillar.
You're talking about the tax plan.
Yeah. Because
why would that affect an investment decision? It's not a part of the fundamentals. It's not a part of the technicals.
I'm just asking because this, I know it sounds like it's out of left field, but that's where I'm coming from. I'm from left field. Like we get rid of the ability to deduct your mortgage interest. That means people can afford less house than they could have otherwise. That means some people are going to be buying an existing house instead of building a new one. You know, this will move that barrier up a little bit. And so that means there's going to be a lot fewer people buying lumber and buying stuff at Home Depot and Lowe's and Caterpillar equipment and a new backhoe and a new pile driver. So would this affect home companies or construction companies or lumber companies or logging companies?
There may be some effect in that. I just, you know, that. Did we ask Tracy that? Because here's the question is, yeah, we asked that. But are you having a tax discussion with those clients wanting to buy a house? You know you're not getting the mortgage interest rate because of your income. Well, she says they don't discuss the income. I don't think that's a discussion they have. Person saying, yeah, I want a house in the 700,000 to million range, or I want to be in this area, and this is what the range, and that's what I want. On the other hand, okay, Dwayne Stein with the mortgage and stuff, are you having a tax? Is that going to change, say, for the jumbos? We've got to look at what their tax situation is, factor that in. It's going to cost more money, or is it still about net cash flow? Can you afford to pay for that, make those mortgage payments? I think it still goes to about net cash flow ultimately. And the person that's going to be affected, they're more filling that internally, or what's going to show up net income. And once again, you know, I don't think they're having discussions of, yeah, I'm making $1.2 million a year, and now this thing's costing me another $120,000 a year, and I'm going to have to, yeah, I was going to spend $5 million on a house, but we'll have to dial it back to $4 million. There isn't that many of those discussions, but people with that type of money aren't necessarily financing either. From an investing standpoint, we do have tax discussions and look at different tax strategies, but there isn't no workaround on how can I get out of the tax system. And if you're having discussions like that, oh yeah, boy, we found some loopholes. Instead of you can make that million or that 400,000 or that 157,000, and we can help you avoid taxes altogether. You better run for the dadgum hills. run away from the light. This guy's shining too bright. It's all flashy. Yeah. Now, tax efficiency, using the IRS rules, and if there's some here that will help you, and some of the things are going to go away. But where we get to is, are you structured properly? You know, and is structure going to help you? And if we're getting a corporate tax of 20%, pass-through tax of 25%, you may want to look at structuring your company properly. Or if you're a C, you know, filing taxes on Schedule C, sole proprietor, then you're probably needing to look at that. You probably need to look at that. You want to reduce taxable amount you're taking to keep under that bracket. Maybe that solo 401k. There's things to use. That discussion doesn't change from before, but there could be a little bit more discussion on proper structuring of your businesses, or that hobby, should it become a business. You know, this, you know, remember the movie The Accountant?
How
he was helping
them.
What, that sounds like a business.
A home-based
business.
Part
of your house for that business.
I want
how many square feet are you using?
I want you to think hard about the one specific room you use in your house just for this. I don't know if we necessarily use the one. The husband's like, wait a second.
He's picking it up.
Yeah, I think it's about 200 square feet. Nah. Look, I think this tax stuff, it's so minimal. It's just nibbling around the edges. This wasn't the bold reform people rushed to the polls and thought they were going to get. This is just, I don't want to say it's rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic, because it's not going to cause a collapse, and we're not collapsing. But these are just small little incremental moves. I'm waiting for two things. I'm waiting for the president that comes in and says, we're going to stop using baseline budgeting from here on. It's just going to be zero budgeting. So whenever I score something that you call a cut and it's an increase, you can't lie to the people about it. But the other thing.
Well, that has been our gripe for a few weeks now is just that, where it's a bit misleading and you're not really giving a tax cut if you're taking it from somewhere else that doesn't show up easily.
Right. That's my other one. If it's revenue neutral, then that's not what a tax cut is. A tax cut is necessarily revenue restrictive. I mean, on its face, you may end up with more revenue in the end because of more productive activities. But stop using that language. Stop acting like we have to pay for tax cuts. We don't pay for tax
Here's
cuts.
Here's a few notes, key findings from the Tax Foundation. Can I add that in at this point? We're good. Couple minutes here. Tax Cuts and Job Act would reform both individual income tax and corporate income taxes and would move the U.S. to a territorial system of business taxation. According to the Tax Foundation's taxes and growth model, the plan would significantly lower marginal tax rates and the cost of capital, which would lead to a 3.9% higher GDP over the long term. And once again, it's not the short term, it's the long term. And 3.1% higher wages and an additional 975,000 full-time equivalent jobs. Their model estimates that increased economic growth generated by the plan would increase federal tax revenues by nearly $1 trillion over the next decade. So if we could stop the spending increase, you could get to a balanced budget, is basically what this is saying. Maybe a little positive revenue.
Yeah, and so that's what it all comes down to, is the spending. That's what I want the focus to be on, because the tax situation shouldn't even be linked to the spending. Like, oh, you're going to blow a hole in the deficit if you reduce taxes. No, the taxes are what they should be, and then the DC has the onus on them to restructure themselves to fit the tax revenue, not the other way around. The tax revenue doesn't have to fit whatever DC decided to spend. In 1973, the federal government spent $246 billion. It doubled to 6 years later to 504 and 79, doubled again 8 years later to 1 trillion, doubled again 15 years later to 2 trillion in 2002, and then it has doubled again since 2002 to where now it's just under $4 trillion for 2017. I don't remember, did our country double in size? And no. Any of those, did it double in population? Did we take on some new territory? Did we annex Canada? What's going on?
Yeah, we did. Canada and Mexico is all ours now.
Right. Taking down
the walls.
Yeah, so our problem isn't taxes. If we're blowing a hole in the deficit, it's because we've doubled the budget five times since I was born. Financial Situations, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. This is Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio. Do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to gregoryricks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Stein.
If I start adding new cards and dropping old cards, then I'm going to mess up my credit. What do you think?
If you cancel any credit cards that you currently have, you will lose. Let's say you had one for 10 years, 15 years. The second you cancel that card, you are going to lose all that history. We'll destroy your credit.
Mortgage Gumbo with Dwayne Stein this Saturday at 1 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Gregory Ricks and Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet Stephanie from Dwell Nola Realty.
Yeah, well, real estate's a real personal thing to people. Everybody's pretty much involved in it one way or another. You know, a lot of times it's people that have investment properties that get additional income from the rentals.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, gregoryricks.com, or 504-832-9200.
What do I cherish? Precious moments. Watching Dad read to my little Eric. That's why I'm so grateful I insisted on an eye exam when I noticed him struggling with the words on the page. We found out Dad has age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. Fortunately, the doctor caught it in time for treatment, so Dad can still read. Protect yourself and your loved ones. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on preventing and managing AMD. A cure is in sight.
Thanks for listening to Winning at Life. By doing so, you have joined an elite demographic of people who tend to be more successful in their careers, have higher levels of education, and are generally winners. James Parker here. Wouldn't you like to get the message out about your awesome business to tens of thousands of other winners 6 days a week from Baton Rouge to Pensacola? Be on the winning team. Ask me about advertising, reasonable rates, a handsome spokesman, and an army of winners. Email james@gregoryricks.com.
The contents of this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to take place of your attorney, accountant, tax professional, personal trainer, football coach, interior decorator, or those fortune tellers at Jackson Square. Please consult a financial advisor before making all investment decisions.
Gregory Ricks & Associates is a registered investment advisory firm. If you'd like a copy of Form ADV, our full disclosures, call the office 504-832-9200 or go to gregoryricks.com.
May we all know that nothing ain't cool till you hear the new off the sound of a quarter rolling down the jukebox. Play the saddest trend right above it.
Your wallet's favorite show, Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Buy a cold fixer with a cash in lotto. Smiling with her hair blowing out the window. Where you about to go? Yeah, you learn to fly. And if you can't, then you just free fall.
Welcome back. Winning at Life. Weekly wrap. It's not, that part, it reminds me, coming in, out of that NOLA Motor Speedway I'm fixing to speak to you about, where you can go fast on straightaways, and there's no police, no trees, no houses. And I do it at times where there's no other cars on the track of any kind. But going in that last, accelerating out of that last turn onto that straightaway, I couple weeks ago, I think I made 139 in that car.
Is that your record?
Not far the track, but in that particular car that came in GT4. Yeah, so that was kind of a top for that car. And still being able to brake at the normal spot to make that right turn in turn one. Got to get down to, about 65 to make that turn. But that's what song, just that acceleration, that adrenaline, that fun. Okay, back to business. Winning at Life. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks. That's James Parker, Live Financial Talk Radio.
I just said hola.
And so we've got two segments left. The phone number, 504-260-0995. We've been talking about the tax changes. It came out of committee, and the GOP held a big news event talking about what's going on. I know Scalise was part of that presentation as well.
Maybe we should stress this is a framework that's being proposed. These are not changes that have already been agreed upon and passed into law.
Yeah, it is framework, and there's a lot of work to be done in the coming weeks to hopefully get most of this into law, especially the things that are really going to make a difference. Changes to business taxes. So I'm at the taxfoundation.org if you want to go there and look along as well or read it later. So changes to business taxes reduces the corporate income tax rate from 35% to 20%. This is one of the core things and purpose of this change, because when they talk about bringing money from overseas, you've got Apple, Microsoft, and a lot of companies you've never heard of operate divisions overseas, or Broadcom was operating completely overseas and now have said, we're coming back to the States to do business. Meaning a lot of money is overseas because it's not a level playing field. And if you could save 10 to 20% of your revenue, means the business can compete, then yeah, you're kind of looking, I want my company to survive. I need to compete. So they're making choices to operate overseas and leave money overseas. So that's a huge difference to go from 35 to 20% and we can compete globally. It also eliminates the corporate alternative minimum tax. Taxes pass through business income at a maximum rate of 25%, subject to anti-abuse rules. James and I was talking about that on the break. It's going to be James has a business, and it's going to, that's a positive impact for him, myself, and other small businesses across the country.
Oh, I hope you're not disappointed that I'm saying this, but I can admit I don't fully understand how this is going to affect me.
But you think it will positively from a business standpoint?
Yeah, but if it's a pass-through business, this ends up on my personal tax, but then my business has to file its own taxes starting next year, or was that this year too?
You should have already been filing a tax return on that business, because now what it means is the income passes through to you, so it's taxed as it passes through. So it's not going to be taxed on the other side. So when it passes through the business, how am I being taxed? I'm pretty much in one of the higher tax brackets mm-hmm. on income that passes through, and that's business revenue that passes through besides my salary, which is I'm salaried pretty much at what the top of what Social Security taxes us at, is how I set my income. So and when it passes through, I'm taxed at my personal rate, but they're going to change it to where pass through is taxed at a max of 25%, subject to anti-abuse rules.
Okay, because Jude and I have been working on we've done some bracket management, and we're keeping me I think I'm in the 15% bracket last year and this year, so I wouldn't even get up to that 25 anyway.
Right.
I'm, I was on the cusp of 25. I should look at it because we just did it last month, and you would think I would have memorized this stuff, but I did not. We'll check on it. To the phones we go, 504-260-0995. Sam Slidell, you're next up on Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks. What can we do for you, Sam?
I have a question. I'm full-time employed, and I started a small online business, and I just work for myself. I don't have any employees. And this year, it's actually gone into the black, so I'm actually going to have to pay some taxes. And I have an LLC for that. And I also just acquired a piece of rental property. And I'm wondering if I should use that same LLC to deal with the business stuff of the rental property, or if I need to start another one, or what the best course of action is, you know, for taxes and savings.
I can give you my opinion, but you should speak to a CPA, tax professional, which should be a CPA, or call our Total Wealth Authority member, Jude Heath, and have this discussion. But if I'm running that business and I wanted to buy some real estate, I'm going to separate out that real estate. I'm not going to commingle it with another business that I have, because I have separate liability issues, and depending how that was being used. Let's say my business, and I operate my business, and I want that property. I'm not going to put that property in that business entity that I'm always running. I'm going to put it in a separate LLC and create a lease agreement as such between the two to keep the values distinctly different. But also I want to protect liabilities. You've got major companies like Walmart. As my understanding is, their stores are separate LLCs. The properties are, the parking lots are separate LLCs. So you've got a lot of divisions set up there, and that's to protect. One of the reasons is liability and exposure. What you think?
Okay, that makes sense.
So if you have a rental house and you have this awesome online business, if you do like a slip and fall or you get sued by a tenant, your assets from the online business have a little bit of legal moat between them, you know, like the moat around the castle.
Right.
So that's part of it. Any tax advantages,
yeah,
though?
He wasn't even saying they were correlated. They're completely different.
The online business is just some sales.
Yeah.
What are you doing, Sam? Just tell us.
Well, the online business is I run a little CNC operation, and I machine parts and ship them out all over the country.
I don't know what CNC
means.
It's not
going to be the next Amazon or anything like that, but it's done. This year it's probably it's grossed about $30,000. So it's a small little thing, but it's a hobby more than anything.
Little thing would be big. James wants to know what CNC means.
Computer numerically controlled. CNC cut complicated little automotive parts, brackets and
like where
that.
You put a big sheet of steel
kind of
into a laser, cuts it out.
Well, it's a CNC mill.
Okay.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, awesome.
See it on those auto shows and stuff that I watch.
Congrats on
the
successful
as well.
Business, though.
But what he explained there is two separate businesses, two separate entities.
Yeah, well,
I
wasn't even sure what to do because all of my transactions are done through PayPal, and they don't even report until you hit over $20,000. And last year, I didn't have to report anything. So this year, I'm going to get reported. So, like I said, I'm trying to figure out what I need to do.
Well, this is a pretty easy verdict. You definitely want to have different LLCs.
I would do separate LLCs for it if it was me doing it.
But talk to an accountant. We recommend Jude Heath. But if you can find if you know of an awesome accountant, make sure he's the one who handles this. You don't do it on your own. Couple of wrong words in that paperwork and it all blows up.
And you could use Wes Blanchard, another member of our authority, to help set up the structuring, the company, and so forth.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Sam. If you want to be after Sam, 504-260-0995. That's 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. This is Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
I
I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. Gregory Ricks here. I'm a Preferred Access member. I get to take my own car to the track. Yeah, it might be a fast one, but it gets to go there. Talk about going to another world and escape. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. Adrenaline fun. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks & Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to GregoryRicks.com, download the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Caroline or Change opens this weekend at the Westwego Performing Arts Theater. Do something new for a date night. Come see a Broadway hit about 60s Louisiana performed by local talent and experience some real culture. Caroline or Change, Friday and Saturday at 7:30, Sunday at 2. For tickets, call 504-885-2000, the JPAS app or jpas.org.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
You've lived through, and I have, remember the SNL crisis. Yeah, so we've had a lot of those over the years, and I would say, yeah, it's probably going to happen again. It's kind of a reset. It's got to get cleaned up there.
Gregory Ricks & Associates, a registered investment advisory firm. Find us at GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, and 504-832-9200.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
We had an individual in the other day, his six-figure income. And, well, should I turn on Social Security? He has a couple of pensions, and income's lining up, and he's planning to work, what, 3 more years, and he'll be 70? And he's, well, do I turn it on now or wait? Dude, you don't need that income. You're going to need it when you retire. And everything's lining up for him to retire at 70. And, yeah, turn on Social Security at age 70. And if you turn it on before full retirement age, yeah, there's a clawback because you're still working and you're making more than a limit. It's above $16,000 now you have to earn before they start taking it back. But they don't permanently take it from you. You get it back later.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
We keep an eye on your money and update you daily. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Welcome back. Winning at Life. We have a few minutes left. Live Financial Talk Radio. Here's the number, 504-260-0995. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks, along with James Parker. Got a lot to squeeze in here in the last few minutes, but I helped James figure out why his Cowboys aren't doing as well this year. There's dead cap space, and Saints have, like, dominated it the past few years. And now I'm looking, and they're still in the top five, if you want to know. Well, yeah, they still have some problems. Dead cap space. Cowboys rank fifth. Saints are fourth. Jets are third. Ravens, number two, and the number one team with 12.8% of their cap money is the Chargers. So you want to know who's managing the money the best? Go ahead.
12.8%.
Yeah, the Cowboys, James, is 9.6%, and you wonder why they're having trouble. There's a lot of money wasted when you could be getting players. And the Saints still, I don't know, what is this, a competition for who can be the worst at managing their money? Saints kind of compete for the number one being the worst every year, seems like.
Hang on now. When the Saints were number one in dead cap space for 3 years in a row, they had a losing record. What did they do, 7-9? They're 5-2 now, so just dropping down to fifth place, what a difference it makes.
It does. It makes a difference when you move out of that top couple spots in that. But Where do you think the Patriots end up at? Team that just wins year after year. They're number six from the bottom, meaning you're doing the best with your cap. They have a dead cap percentage of 0.93%. They lead the rest of the field. There's only five others that have less than 1% of dead cap space. So it starts with
first.
The Patriots, Bucks, Seahawks, Bengals, Broncos, and the number one with the lowest, and it, essentially these last two, Broncos and number one in the least amount of dead cap space is 0.03%, Raiders. There you go.
And they've turned it around. They were a dumpster fire for about a decade.
Broncos are doing good, you know, but, you know, Patriots are always there in the smallest amount.
Dead cap space, I'm just sort of noticing after the fact, is indicative of poor front office decisions, mostly bad free agent signings where you get a vet trying to plug a hole.
Couple of other important things. We've got a caller. Let's go ahead and take him, and then we'll get to these other two topics.
Kind of run out of time here. Michael Metairie, you're on Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you, sir?
Hi, James. Hi, Gregory.
Hey.
I'm a retired federal engineer. I've been retired like for 3 years, and I don't know if you are familiar with the TSP, the Thrift Savings Plan.
We are.
What letter are you in?
Okay. I've been invested for like 30 years in the C Fund, which I guess is pretty close to the S&P 500. And
yeah.
As you know, it's been just rocking and rolling this past year, and doing very well, but, you know, being retired, 64, and, you know, wondering if I need to, you know, move out of that C fund and into something like gold or into some other plan on the TSP, or, you know, what's your recommendation? I've got my regular retirement. My wife is still working. She's got her money invested in Edward Jones, and you know, just wondering what to do with that TST money.
How much money, if you'd put your money in gold a couple years ago, would you be up any? The answer's no. If you had put it in gold 5 years ago, you would be down. Hey, James, how much is the dividend on gold?
It's funny you say that. I just pull up the chart. Right here it says zero.
Zero. Mm-hmm. No, I don't think. My take is I wouldn't advise gold. If I had go over everything thoroughly with you, I'd still be, no, we're not doing gold. I don't do gold.
Okay.
None of my clients have gold that we've advised them. Do some of the clients have gold? Yeah, and then we kind of are why. You're doing good in the S&P, but, you know, looking at situation is what is happening in your wife's account, which she probably has mutual funds. Are they front-end loaded or not? What's their expense ratios?
Diversified.
Okay. Like I said, probably mutual funds, probably high expense ratio, might even be front-end loaded. I'm just going by what you told me about the firm. Generalization, because that's what we see most of the time. How long have you been retired?
3 years.
Okay. But you've left everything at the TSP?
Yes.
Okay. If you're wanting diversification, even that one, that metal that you talked about, you're probably having to move away from the TSP to do that. You have a whole world of choices outside the TSP. If you're staying in there and you're worried about being too much in the C fund, there are other choices to diversify. If the market at some of its future, even higher nosebleed heights, we're going well beyond the peak of Mount Everest, you know, and that worries you, you know, there's the G fund. You can create some diversification there, but I don't know what your emergency fund is, how much income you're taking, or what you're needing down the road, how you're going to handle RMDs. Is she still working? What does health look like? There's a lot to discuss, but one of the core things is diversification helps.
Yeah. it's just, boy, it's hard to turn down like 18 to 20%.
Okay. Well, that's, but I'm not telling you to turn it down. We're fully invested. Securities are five strategies. We probably have 150 positions, and all, whether it's bonds or securities, there's some risk exposure, but everything doesn't go to the Dow, I'll put it that way, or everything doesn't go to specifically the S&P 500. So there is diversification, and all clients are different. They're not all wanting all risk. Some of our clients are totally safety minded. But keep in mind, you can keep down this road, but at some point, you may be needing to shift down the road because the market rolls over. Is that going to be next month, next January, or is it going to be year 2025? I don't know. That's why we watch it throughout the day, every day, read, study, and research.
Well, the TSP does have some like L funds that do automatic diversification for you.
Yeah, and so you do have other choices. That was my point. You have other choices if you want to remain all of it still with the TSP. Something you might want to consider is diversifying outside of the TSP, and you have the ability to do that also.
Thank you very much for your call, Michael. Gregory, you have two things to cover in just a couple minutes to do it. You're going to have to talk like the micro machines, man.
Well, you know what? I'm going to continue on the taxes. And we'll some of what we're going to cover this week, but let me go into this because this is a really important part that we haven't mentioned on the business taxes. It allows for capital investments except for structures to be fully and immediately deductible for 5 years and increases the Section 179 expensing limit from $500,000 to $5 million, meaning more money can get invested in updating businesses and equipment. That is huge. And with an increased phase-out threshold, eliminates a deductibility of net interest expense on future loans to 30% of earnings before interest rate, taxes, depreciation, amortization for all businesses with gross receipts of $25 million or more. So this is really big for big business. And there's a few other things listed, but this is all good stuff that we're looking for to grow businesses, grow the GDP, grow wages. More jobs, less poverty is what we're trying to get to.
I know half of this stuff isn't going to end up coming into law, but isn't it nice to have someone in D.C. that is just in favor of this stuff?
This is a business approach to running the country, and that's why I voted for him, and that's why enough voted for him to win the delegates to be in office. We didn't want a politician. It's obvious. That's why he's president. We're getting a business take on it, and we need to think about business, not regulation, but growing business, growing the economy, more jobs, and talking about the poor taking advantage of? No, there's going to be more jobs and better wages for the poor. We're going to get rid of the poor.
Hey, and we're raising those tax credits for children, too, which I'm a big fan of because I have like 8 kids now. How many do I have? So...
Yeah. So I was wanting to talk about annuities, fixed annuities, and why you should avoid variable annuities, but we'll talk about that this week on the Daily Wrap, and we're going to cover this also next Saturday as well.
So thanks for joining us here on Saturday. Remember, we got the weekday version. We'd like you to be a part of that as well. If it doesn't fit into your calendar, you know we're on Monday through Friday on this station at 7 o'clock. You can listen, though, at your on demand at your own leisure, like you do half your TV shows anyway. Go to Gregory, get the Gregory Ricks and Associates app or go to GregoryRicks.com. And there's pathways to the podcast there. Thank you very much for hanging out. If you have any further questions or you're thinking about coming in, on board or you want to find out more about what Gregory does during the week in this financial practice, GregoryRicks.com and the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, they both have the office number there, 504-832-9200. I'm James Parker. This has been Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Have a good weekend.
With Gregory Ricks is copyrighted by Gregory Ricks for the private use of our audience. Any unauthorized use of this broadcast without express consent by Gregory Ricks is prohibited.
Thank you for tuning in to Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks. If you need to contact the office, find our next live event, listen to the show live or on demand, remember the Gregory Ricks and Associates app.